This is Luke Johnson, author of some fine books by Wizards of the Coast, White Wolf, Goodman Games, and such, and this is Gamer's Haven, baby!
Talking to, there was an event called the Great Cataclysm. Which basically the gods said, you know what, this world sucks, and they broke up the Pangea that it once was. And in addition, the best thing I can call it is the Babel effect.
Fuck.
Literally everything started speaking different languages. Humans looked at each other who were neighbors and started going blah, 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 blah. And other guys thought he was a genius. He was definitely
as was his right.
As was his right.
Damn right.
That's how men work.
If Nathan started babbling to me, I just have to kill him because I think he's a demon.
That's right.
But you already know I'm a demon.
Now I'd have an excuse.
The world has managed to crawl itself out of the primordial depth that it was.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why I say roll as many sets as you want.
Having a low stat is not always a bad thing.
So far, it looks like my first set is actually going to be my best one.
The humanity has crawled its way out of the depths that it once was in. And imagine a world where instead of technology, they just have replaced it with magic. They're not even bothering to go down the road of engineering. There are two races that have decided that technology should be the way to go. The gnomes, of course, being their...
the gnomes, people that they are.
They're being awkward tinkers because to them it's an art. And a group known as the Dungeon Dwarves, or Mountain Dwarves, for everyone else. They used to be the world's most powerful arcanists until they managed to get their hands on an orb that basically literally leveled a mountain. And at that point, the High Thane decided that magic is too powerful for anyone to have.
18.
And so he banned it in his land.
6, 4,
so I'm
going to
go ahead and grab the races. We'll go ahead and first start with the elves, because for some reason...
Are they standard elves?
There are two groups of elves. There are the Sumerian elves, which are the standard tree-hugging, you know, hippies.
Flower.
Yes.
Flower.
That they are, as usual, antisocial and have, you know, the perpetual sticks up their butt.
Flower.
And then there is a group
I don't speak your crazy moon language!
Flower.
Then there's a group known as the Nyepian elves, which, imagine how cold and aloof elves are, and notch it up.
Good God, they're British. No, they're French.
They make drow look friendly.
Yeah. Did you hear what the French are rated as the worst tourists in the world? Oh my God.
Not terribly surprised. After all, that's where my blood comes from.
Bunch of cheese-eating surrender monkeys.
There is a third race of elves, but it's only available to half-elves because I haven't figured out a way to balance it without at least making it an ECL-3. And it's called the Cinnery Elves, which are basically literally the gods looking out and said, hey, those elves are purdy. And Cinnery
God
Elves
a purdy
are
mouth, elves.
So they're basically god elves.
Wow.
But for some reason, they are inherently naive and sweet. Sickeningly sweet. To the point of, they don't like war. They sit up in their mountains and hide. And then when people come up, they give them hugs and kisses, and then are promptly enslaved.
The elves are?
Yes.
Well, everyone's got to have a hobby. What do you do, elf slavery?
Well, okay.
Put on something.
Does it pay well?
The Silvanian elves are the standard elves for D&D, while the Nyepian elves are cold aloof, but they, in addition, have a -2 to strength and a +2 to intelligence. Now, normally, according to the 3.5 book, this isn't a proper balancing, but I said to hell with them, especially since we're running a wizard game. A +2 intelligence, well, monumental. Then we'll move on to the dwarves. There are two playable factions in this game. Three for the actual world. The Dungeon Dwarves, which I said are basically dwarves who have shunned magic and not appropriate for a magic game.
So we all need to play them, right?
That's right. If you guys are good D&D players, you'll get we're going to get our entertainment by screwing our GM. Then there's the Frumen Dwarves, which are right next to the Hobbleton Halflings. All the other dwarves refer to them as dwarflings because, well, they've grown lax in their militaristic stature and, well, they abandoned mining and took up pasture herding, you know, whining and leather and, well, they're just not dwarven anymore. So they're referred to as dwarflings, but they have the exact same stats as dwarflings. Then there's the Woven Dwarves. Strong built, imagine Viking dwarves. Now, if a normal dwarf is about 4 foot tall... If a normal dwarf is 4 foot tall by 4 foot tall, a Woden dwarf is about 5 foot tall by 6 feet wide.
I thought dwarves were 5 foot tall.
Nope. So dwarves are, the Woden dwarves are basically monsters. Monsters in size. With a plus two strength, plus two con, minus two intel, minus two charisma. Not necessarily the brightest roots in the bunch, but you beat them and they just kind of laugh at you. They are the type of dwarves that when you say, we're going to eat your face, you just sit there and laugh for a good 5 minutes. If you want a good image, if you guys play Warhammer, imagine an entire race of dwarven slayers.
There is an entire race of dwarven slayers.
Okay, half elves, basically...
Is that the best you got, savage gypsy lover?
The half elves are, once again, the mix between humans and
elves. What did you just say?
The only thing that changes is their physical
appearance.
That's
the best thing about Snatch. You have to have subtitles to understand what they're saying.
Based on which group you pick, Nymphian elves are taller, but they're pale skin and have black hair. The Sinri elves have golden skin and silver hair. And the Sylvanian elves are boring, tan skin and brown hair. Sorry, someone had to be boring. But you have to pick a nationality, because humans... are not just normal in my world, because, well, there's a Babel effect, so they're all going to be different.
Which set do you think I should take? One with two 10s, an 18, two 15s, and a 16, or the one that's got two 16s, a 17, a 13, a 14, and a 12?
Pi.
I'll take the one with 18.
Pi r squared.
Then there are the halflings.
Pi r not squared.
Pi are round.
Cake r squared.
There are three factions.
Cake are not square. Cake are round, too.
I seem to like the number three. There are three factions of halflings.
Yeah,
the only
that's
thing that,
a six. Brownies are square.
The only thing that seems to change about the halflings is their physical and mental demeanor. The round belly, imagine Tolkien halflings that are just happy to sit there, get fat, and form. Then there are the sneaky sleeves, which are basically, imagine, Kender. Kender from the Dragonlance series. They're notorious kleptomaniacs, and they don't even know it. My favorite line from the Dragonlance series was, "Oh, it's been in my house for 2 weeks. It must be a family. Must be a
family heirloom.
Family heirloom." And then there are the stout parts, which
I could keep going, but
which are a militaristic group of halflings trying to take after dwarves, thinking that they've got the way to go. Half orcs remain normal. Sorry, gnomes are normal. And then there are nationalities. I have about 18 different groups of humans. So rather than explain each of them to you, I would like you, if you're going to be a human or a half-elf, to think up a culture that you like, such as if you want your character to be slightly Russian or German, Japanese, whatever. And I've got a culture that kind of fits it.
Bah! I thought I had a Brockmiller.
So.
Honest to your houses.
But that's all the character creation stuff.
Okay, I got my stats.
Smexy.
I'm wanting to play half. Tell me, just brief recap.
My god, it's a halfling from Ravenloft. We're screwed!
All their stats are
even worse
than the book.
My god, he's a halfling from Dark Sun!
It's their mental demeanor that really changes. The Round Valley, imagine Tolkien, fat hobbits, who are just happy to do whatever.
Right. Okay. Not me.
The Sneaky Sleeks are Kender.
Kender.
What does that mean?
Kender are insanely curious. To the point of, ooh, there's a locked door. They will not walk past that door until they figure out what's on the other side of it.
Oh, God.
Which, of course, would be... Sorry, the labs are closed. Why? Sorry, we can't tell you.
You can't.
And then there's the Stouthearts, which are a militaristic group of halflings.
Okay, Kender it is.
So you're going to be a sneaky sleep, because I couldn't think of a better name for him.
Okay. Let me write down. Race.
15. And the sleek
guy.
Okay.
Thank you.
Ethan, do you have an idea of what race you would like to play?
I think I will go with Hunan.
Hunan. Okay. What culture would you like?
Pick a culture, any culture. I'll shuffle it back into the deck randomly.
And
is this your culture? No.
Once I describe
it,
you can, of course, say, no, I don't like that one. So then we can go to a different one.
What do you got?
Well, I have... across the... I have
anyone sort of overtly French?
Yes. That, well, I have someone who happens to be Spanish, Italian...
Do you have the frog?
Oh, yes, here we go. It's kind of a medieval French type of setting.
Uh-huh.
They are the nation known as Runmore.
Runmore.
It is a very feudalistic society with you know, the classic serfs and knights that are, well, let's say, basically militarized thugs. And they view magic as kind of a science. It's something to be expanded and learned upon.
With a crazy French accent!
That sounds good to me.
Okay.
With a crazy French accent!
have a special ability that any spell that happens to have the chaos descriptor, such as a hammer of chaos or chaos cloak, or anything that I deem to be relatively chaotic, you get a +2 on that attempt to dispel, resist, whatever you want to do to it.
No, that's just not possible. No. We won't allow that.
Because, after all, the best way is a structured, ordered society.
Precisely. That's exactly what my father said.
I disbelieve your reality and substitute one of my own.
My reality is reality. Your reality is not reality. It's quite simple, actually.
So, I guess that's kind of a cross between feudalistic French and English.
Yes, of course, love it.
So, anyone from...
Absolutely, fascinating, it's wonderful, I'll take it.
Because, after all, I know the English and French get along so well.
And that's called the Runmore?
Yes.
Run more, die less. Come here.
Okay. Nay, Francis. Okay. Think of a culture. What culture would you like?
You're a tiny
Muslim.
I am.
Muslim.
The streets will flow with the blood of the non-believers.
Well, in that case, you will want... You will want the Siren.
Siren?
They, yes. C-Y-R-I-N.
C-E-R-Y-N?
C-Y-R-I-N, sorry. They are a group of militaristic humans that are convinced that they have the one answer to everything.
Yes.
Anyone who disagrees with them is obviously some sort of heretic or blasphemer.
Yes.
Ooh, sign me up.
Remember the Muslim way. It was convert to Islam or die by the sword.
Mm-hmm.
I hope Muslim listeners.
Despite the fact that...
that's the way it was in the medieval times. It's not that way anymore.
They have attempted to conquer the world any number of times. They usually fail because, well, let's just say every other nation goes, hey, bugger off. They have a +2 on abjuration magics because they believe a good defense is the best offense. If they can't get to your fortress, then, well, to hell with them. That sounds acceptable?
Siren, yeah, Siren sounds
okay.
Good.
Okay, Becca.
I could be Persian, but, you know, who knows where that would be. Be the Prince of Persia, run along walls.
Oh, heavens.
You're making a movie.
I know. Did you hear the preview song for the movie?
Mm. What are the kinds of dwarves again?
It's a Lacuna Coil
There's
song.
There's the Fronin dwarves, which are kind of, imagine, gentler, kinder dwarves. Dwarves are that are slightly less cynical. Just, well, they have such things as built-in contests. And they're the Woden Dwarfs, which are crazy slayer,
handy?
Kill anything that's bigger than
you. I've got
a
ton of review PDFs to give everybody.
Okay, the Fronin? They are best friends with halflings. And they are the only groups, they are the only race of dwarves that get along tolerably well with the elves. Because instead of, you know, the dwarves and the elves glaring at each other, the Fronin dwarves are forced to work with the elves because just to the south of them they have the Ogre Plateau, Trolls Marshes, and the Marsh of Selethis. All of which are interested in eating dwarves and elves.
I'd like to be able to drink a few of
those. That's why you guys get along so well.
All right.
F R O
There's juice in the fridge.
Runen.
Apple juice. Once it's gone, we can make fruit punch.
It's gone.
Apple juice is gone?
Apparently.
Excuse me, someone put the container back in the fridge empty. Like, completely empty.
It wasn't me. Don't drink that.
I'm sorry. I'll take your blame.
Are we doing alignments?
Yes, we are indeed doing alignments. I am not going to be a big stickler on what your guys' alignment is. If you can justify it to me, I will be okay with it. If you have a paladin who believes that using poison for the greater good is necessary, then go for it, so long as you can justify it to me.
I believe in all things of the greater curiosity.
That's
curiosity
right.
Curiosity killed the cat, but the halfling made it out.
He just blames the cat.
Bullshit.
So, if you can justify it to me, I'm okay with whatever your line is.
I don't suppose you have a funnel, do you, Becca?
Funnel for what?
For anything food related.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to put tang into my bottle. And it's a very small opening.
I don't think so. Sorry, you can use a straw. I don't know how, but...
One of the things that I stole from 4.0 is that I liked the idea of how you don't really have to worry about non-combat spells. So long as you have the proper amount of time, I'm okay with you casting whatever spell you want that's non-combat. So, I mean, I'm not going to require you to memorize identify, because I'm going to assume you're going to wait until a decent pause point to identify something. In addition, I am not a big stickler on spell components. I don't want to have to hear about you going into the market looking for 5,000 gold pieces worth of diamond dust. So, I will
assume... Come on, that's the best part about being a wizard.
Oh, yeah. I will assume that your character has enough forethought, with the exception of Michael's sneaky sleeky.
My guy, the fire.
Yeah.
Why is the spell not working?
Are you kidding?
You're throwing it back, Wano.
I will have plenty of supplies, because I will have said, what's in your pack?
So
get your hands off of there, you little man.
So long as you mark off the gold on your character sheet, I'll assume you have it. Let's see.
Woohoo! Fruit punch.
Go you.
Baby, do we have a book somewhere?
How could borrow my book?
I
trust you. It's out in the car in my gamer saving bag.
Okay.
Here you go.
In addition, if anyone wants to play a specialist wizard, I will be using the Unearthed Arcana for special variants, rather than making you give up an entire school to be able to cast something. That always really bugged me, because I sat there for hours going, oh, I could give up illusion. No, wait. Then I can never cast invisibility again. And as a wizard, I'm squeaky.
So, I'd like to see what they've got for summoners.
Yeah, okay, conjuration specialist. Okay, here we go. Far left.
Actually, if you just tell me what page 60, okay. I'll look under them here.
Yes, page 60. Michael, were you thinking of any special schools?
I was leaning towards illusion.
Illusion. Okay. Illusion.
No, of course I was not the hobbit that snuck into that room. Do I look like the kind of person who would do that?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm offended.
Do you want to read it to you, or...?
Hit the highlights, I guess.
Okay.
Nice.
There's a special ability called Chains of Belief, or Chains of Disbelief, that if you give up your ability to have a familiar, so that means you won't have any crazy animal following you around.
Right.
People will not get the +4 to look through your illusions if someone else points them out to them. Say, look, that's not
level. I think it's their battery, doesn't it?
So first, because you have first level spells.
Actually, this is the same battery I've had in it for 3 weeks.
Fifth for third level spells.
And we've recorded
illusion spells
Jeremy's session and the We recorded Jeremy's session.
It's like spell math.
4-hour podcast.
The podcast and the session before last week.
You can
get
any class to go along with
your...
Honestly.
Yes, the first level is going to be your normal class, and the second level will be a wizard. Because I tried this with a rogue game earlier, and I made the mistake of not saying that, and everyone took their first level as rogue, and therefore had a crap ton of skills. So, you'll pick your first class, say, okay, I want to be a fighter, and then you take your first level wizard as a secondary. That way, you won't have... I know this sounds cruel, but you won't have enough skill points where you can just say, okay, I have this, 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 and this skill. You'll have to go, okay, guys, well, I'm going for arcane. Okay, well, Nathan, will you go for geography? Sure, I'll go for geography. Because they'll actually have to work together and not have too much overlap of skills. Because I always hated that in my games where it's the, oh, look, I have knowledge of arcana. Ooh, I have knowledge of arcana, too. What's your plus? Well, you're a monk. Yeah, I get knowledge of arcane. What's your plus? 15. The wizard goes, I got a plus 14. And grumbles about it. I'd like you guys to actually have to work together with your skills. And not overlap and try not to make each other feel like poop.
You mean no knowledge?
Knowledge? What knowledge?
I don't know no knowledge.
I'm like the rich kid, you know, whose daddy gets him into school.
Trust me, there are a lot of those.
Yes, my father would be a noble as well. See, I, however, want to be here, unlike yourself. I'm here to better myself, other than this rabbit. Ooh.
Is that why you have all those fun toys in your bag?
Have you been looking through my bag again? I told you if I caught you there again, I would turn you into a toad.
Fell over. I picked everything back up and put it back in. No. Except for this. I picked that up. I meant to get back to you in person.
Is that?
You will not speak of this to anyone else.
Oh, I'm going to tell everybody else.
But he's obviously a liar.
Hey, guys, check out what the frumpy elf had.
He's obviously a liar.
Frumpy human.
Yes, that's another thing you may have to be worried about. Imagine a bunch of, well, people trapped inside a tower. The rumor mill will eventually begin cranking out more stuff.
Doozies.
Hey, did you hear the professor's having sex with an entire tower? Whoa!
Can't be possible.
She's got huge towers on that one!
She isn't sleeping with me.
She's got great tracts of land.
Huge tracts of land!
Okay. So, and you'll only ever have to memorize your combat spells. You'll have to pick what combat spells you have memorized. Other than that, you can cast whatever the heck you want. Yeah. I also like the minion rule. From 4.0, because quite frankly, I don't want to keep track of that orc that happens to have like one hit point left after your magic missile. You either kill him or you don't.
I like that idea.
I'm used to running massive combats, and with the advent of that, I went, yay!
There's like hordes of people dying with one shot. I like that.
However, I have some other issues which will prevent me from playing 4.0.
Like what?
Well, I hate the alignment system.
Ignore it.
Yes.
Nathan, can I have a horse in the garage?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Also, the combat phases bug me.
No. The combat
in general just kind of bugs me.
It's more fast-paced.
Yes, and it seems that the game's more oriented towards it.
It is D&D.
Well, in all honesty, to me,
so
combat is kind of it's something to do in between.
No, quite yet.
Also, the skill system bugged the ever-loving hell out of me. The fact that you get half your hit die towards bonus to skill, that kind of... And it made it seem, like, less important to your skill to me. But, yeah. Also, it really confused me when I didn't read the rules and I looked at the ogre and he had a plus 4 and his intel right next to his 4. That confused me for a second. He has a plus 4 and he has a 4? Ugh. Anyway. 4.0 has its uses. Tyler will be running one, so I'll get to see how the campaign goes. Or I'll run just the one-shot game day.
Game day. National game day.
What do you want to hold down?
Okay. I also happen to write up the 10 major laws of the guild, which basically these are rules that novices are not to break or what you're allowed to do. The first one is that your loyalty shall belong to the guild and you are not to divulge any secrets, betray, or harm the establishment in any way.
I guess there goes the scrying spell.
It depends. There's a difference between hurting a professor and hurting the guild.
More frosted mini wheats.
The second law is there shall be no classes, labs, or research conducted on Thursdays. In addition, all such rooms, such as the classrooms, the laboratories, and the research facilities, are kept locked and should be kept empty on
Thursdays. Someone save me from Thursdays.
A violation of this can result in punishment ranging from loss of privileges to death, and then expulsion.
And then expulsion after death.
Third one is treat your teachers and superiors with respect. After all, you're wizards. They've lived this long. They must know at least something. You are not to murder your fellow students. And any disputes are to be taken care of inside the school arena, which basically then you can kill each other. But they just don't want a fireball breaking out in the middle of, you know, class.
Again.
You are not to steal.
I told you I was sorry about that. I waved the wand the wrong direction.
You're not to intentionally steal from professors and fellow students.
Intentionally. Okay.
Well, sometimes there's... If you cross an enchanter, you wind up and you're holding the professor's spellbook. You're not going to get in trouble, the enchanter will.
Especially considering they can tell it's been magicked.
Yeah. You will be issued 200 gold pieces worth of material components for any special projects on a monthly basis. Any more, and you'll have to fill out paperwork.
Paperwork is boring.
So, stay under 200 gold pieces, then.
No.
While in study for achieving wizardhood, you are not to leave the tower under any circumstance. This includes for fires, disasters, or failed experiments. You guys have your tower, and then there's the, quote, tower. You guys will be living in your own small little section where it's basically, imagine an apartment with four people. You're welcome to come and go from that tower. However, you are not to leave the overall arching wizard tower because they're afraid that novices might divulge secrets. And real wizards don't.
Yeah, haha. Very funny.
Familiars are to be kept, if you have one, are to be kept near you at all times. Any lapse of this, and the college will not be held responsible for the creature's predicament. Especially if you leave it in the experimentation labs. As a novice, which is basically anyone, wizard level 4 or lower, you'll have a spell book issued to you, as will any books that are required for your classes. However, once you're a full-fledged wizard, you are to buy your own. And then the 10th one is any law that's not said here can be created on the whim of the Council of Archmagi.
That's the clause where you hear where they go, these laws are subject to change at a moment's notice without further or without prior authorization or acknowledgement.
Yeah. What? Just remember,
crap.
Although this is a school, like everything else, it's a bureaucracy.
Sounds like a totalitarian dictatorship.
Well, yeah. Is there a difference?
Especially when wizards are involved.
Why don't you just call it a totalitarian dictatorship?
Now,
because a wizard school sounds nicer.
For hit points, are we taking max value?
You are taking max value for both levels.
What's wizard 4?
Wizard is a d4.
And then add the con modifier, right?
Yes. So you're going to be what? Rogue?
Okay. Yes.
D6 and d4.
Yep. I take it going for arcane trickster or something?
Unintentionally, but yes.
Okay. We have a summoner, and possibly one day a spell sword.
Are they wizard? Is that the name of the class?
Hmm?
Are the wizards the name of the class?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What modifiers?
Subtract 10, divide by 2. Round down. So 11 is a 0. 11 is a 0. 10
quit
is a 0.
With the math.
There's a table in the front of the book.
What's the next one? 15.
2.
2. 3.
0.
I got the zeros, thank you.
Just
making sure. This way, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. 12, 13, 1, 14, 15, 2, 16, 17, 3. 18,
4. I always forget where it starts.
Class skills, alright. This is what I need.
Also, I will be getting passed around the mini bag.
Woohoo!
Please feel free to grab whatever mini you choose to represent yourself. I try not to bother interfering with players and their needs for which minis they have, with the exception of Ivan, because he was a gnome and he wanted to be represented by the stone gargoyle.
Home.
Try and keep it at least the same general species.
So you mean as the halfling, I can't use this giant grizzly-looking
bear?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's a two-size category. It's bigger than you, therefore you can't grapple it.
Maybe.
You're a small-size character. I have a small-size bag.
Oh, good.
There's even a tiny black dragon in there.
I will pass this around so others can look at it.
Whoa. Okay. I'll
do this the easy way.
Yes, you're more than welcome to.
I was trying to find something kind of down to earth.
That's fine. I fully encourage you to have a wide range of skills, but also what's nice about this is you guys can have any combination you want. If you all want to be fighters...
That looks like a hoity-toity stuck-up person.
If you all want to be fighters, that's okay, because you have an entire school of wizards behind you to back you up. If you need, for example, a scroll, they've probably got one right there for you.
Hey, there I am.
Are you guys ready for me to start?
Yeah.
I heard one yes.
Sure, go for it. Knock yourself out.
Please don't.
That would be upsetting if you did knock yourself out.
Some of you aren't so good.
We got a Total Recall on Blu-ray from Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Scratched?
No, it actually worked.
Wow.
But man, the video quality sucks. It was like worse than the DVD version.
You were also watching it on YouTube.
People who have Blu-rays have larger TVs, honey.
Which is why they have Blu-ray.
Not necessarily.
Most people do. Because most TVs you have to have.
There are the people that have the 13-inch TVs. They're like, I want to get high def.
No.
Go for it. It doesn't look different to me. I have to sit real close up in the double wide just so I can see it. Man, it plays that Duke some Hazard real good.
Oh god, kill him now.
I'm in Kansas, I'm allowed to be a jackass and silliness.
Because we're Kansans?
Mm-hmm.
I still Jenny gets a bunch of flack, one of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of make redneck jokes too.
Rednecks?
Yeah. And so they're like, so do y'all talk like this? Y'all kind of go like yo and stuff like that.
Yo.
So I wanna, if I ever visit her, I wanna go out in a pair of overalls that are really dirty and wear a plaid shirt with a straw hat.
Yep.
Do that. Yo. And then at the end of them, just do it.
Okay.
Would you be object if my base class was aristocrat?
No. The only class that I have, the only NPC class that I have a problem with you being is commoner.
Woohoo!
Commoner it is.
Glass for that? Yes. I'm not quite sure why.
Dude, you based your oars.
Yes, it is.
Sweet.
It's slowly coming off, but oh well.
That's because you're supposed to keep them in a case.
What do we do with hit points?
Max.
On both levels?
How many hit points does an aristocrat get?
He has a D8 hit points.
Really?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. What does he do with those 8 hit points?
Usually he dies a horrible death.
Not much, he's an aristocrat.
That's what the aristocrat, from all the talking to women and the flirtations and their, call them frivolous activities, the face slapping.
Frivolous.
They're a little bit tougher than you think.
God Maria, he's my friend.
Dude, you should have seen it. My gonorrhea, it mutated into an alien and burst off.
My gonorrhea. Oh, do, 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 do.
And let's see. As a human, we get the extra feat, then we get a feat at first level, right? So, yes.
Praise. Now, just a note on my GMing style. I apologize if a lot of rulings seem kind of weird and kind of evil and twisted, but remember, I'm used to dealing with rules lawyers. And I'm trying to slowly break some of it.
Good luck on that.
Holy crap.
And power gamers.
Man.
What?
Rose get crazy skill points.
Oh, yes.
Yes, they do.
I have 48 skill points at level 1?
Yes.
Yep.
Not when you look at the amount of skills you have to do.
This is true. There are a lot of them.
Now, if you want to be a real skill monkey, you play a human with an 18 intelligence and a first level rogue.
Yeah.
That's about as skill monkey as you can get.
Now, at level 1, the max skill is 3?
4.
4. Okay.
Three plus your level, and then for class skills, but then it's half that for class.
Right.
Her face is old and wrinkly. Old and wrinkly. She looks like Christie Brinkley after 9 coronas.
In addition, please do not make fun of my crude map drawing, because I have
about humans steady. Humans get 4 extra skill points.
Yep,
of course,
skill points. Basically, just count your intels 1 higher for skills.
Times 4.
Well,
intel. As a ranger, you have 6 plus your intelligence modifier of a 3, so that's 9 times 4. That's 36. Ah, Fronendorf.
I'm assuming you're restricting us to the main books right now. So.
Yes. I got tired of people going, "Ah, but I have this rule." What? Where? I don't have that book.
Fine, makes it easier for me to level my guy up. Like, all I need to look at these 12 other books to see what feats I can take.
What are the knowledges, sir?
Arcana.
In addition, this doesn't affect you guys, but anyone who's playing a rogue, you get knowledge dungeoneering. That always bugged me.
Ranger, it's listed under Rangers too, but I'm not really going to do anything.
That's fine. It just bugged me the fact that rogues, the classic dungeon delvers, don't know what's in dungeons. In addition, I have some skill compression, balance, climb, and tumble are now acrobatics. That's where it's all under. Spot and listen are now notice. Hide and move silently are now stealth. What's the last one? And open lock and disable device are now disable device.
Okay.
So open lock and disable device are the same thing?
Yes.
So balance, climb, and
acrobatics.
So what if you get climb but you don't get balance? Do you get acrobatics?
Yes, you automatically get acrobatics.
Acrobatics, and then what was the other one you said?
Because one of the things I've often encountered is for some reason they didn't hear the person, but they rolled a natural 20 on the spot, so now they see them.
Hide and move silently is stealth, and what else? Acrobatic, stealth, and is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Acrobatics, stealth, and notice.
Notice.
Sorry. And the disabled device.
Spot and listen are now. Notice.
Oh, really?
And what was that last bit?
Open lock and disabled device are now one skill.
Oh.
Not even going to worry about that one. Acrobatics.
Okay, so listen and spot or
notice. Yeah, I should say. Acrobatics, stealth, or dex base.
Open lock and disable device, or now just disable device.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said balance,
climb, and tumble.
And tumble, right?
Acrobatics.
Okay, now here's a question. As a halfling, I get a bonus to one of those three.
So you get a bonus to the skill.
Okay.
Now, in your case, I think you have a +4 to move silently and a +4 to hide. You only get the +4 to stealth. They don't add together.
Okay, I must have missed that part because I.
One of
you have said which ones are what? Which ones are stealth now?
Hide and move silently.
Hide and move silently are now both stealth.
Yes. And if you get a bonus to one, you get a bonus to the entire skill. Okay, so we have Mr.
I'm sorry, did you say search was in notice?
No, I did not.
Just?
Yes.
Listen and spot?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Which one did you decide on?
I'm not sure yet. I was going to look at the bag and see if I saw something I liked better. But then you started listing off the things that...
Oh, sorry.
Pass it over to Becca for a call. Why are there three characters out there?
I don't know. I saw a dwarf out there. I assumed they had picked a dwarf.
No, I didn't pick
it. Well, then we have a mysterious dwarf who's now in your room.
Hey, Nathan. Which character did you choose? The dwarf or the guy with the sword and shield?
It was a toss-up between the guy with the sword and shield and the guy with the spear and shield.
Well, okay. All that's out here is a guy with a spear and shield.
That's the unfortunate side effect of having bought D&D minis.
There was a woman in here.
I do have a couple females, but they're the tall, lanky,
assassin-y looking.
Yeah, assassin-looking women.
Hand me that one. I know it's a female.
Samurai.
Oh, well.
Samurai.
Be the half-naked man. This guy's kind of rangery looking. It's not a dwarf, but his isn't a halfling.
No, that's our problem.
Because the only things that were halfling size were ugly orcs. Okay. So the consolidated skills are now acrobatics, notice, and stealth, right?
Yes.
Did I miss
and disable device.
And disable device, right. Now I need to totally rearrange my skills. Or maybe I don't. Done with his character, one of the two.
No, I'm not done with my character. My stomach's bothering me, so I'm laying down on the floor.
Ah.
I have heartburn.
Okay.
From the graham crackers.
Heartburn from the graham crackers?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Sorry, babe.
Skills assigned.
Gosh. I just counted these and got the wrong number. And
it's okay.
Do we want to do gold from...
Gold, you have 900 of it.
Wow.
Which means that you have access to some minor magic items, which basically you either somehow... somehow acquired. Either your father gave it to you, your mother, you stole
it. I found it somewhere.
Founded it.
I found it somewhere.
You found it in the marketplace. It was just lying there on the table. You didn't know what to do.
Yeah. That's me. Sorry, guys. Where'd you get that from? I don't remember.
Don't ask.
That looks like Mike.
Freedom in his. I'm going to go ahead and do the enhanced summoning thing.
No problem.
So I get augmented summoning instead of scribe scroll, basically, and some other crazy stuff at higher levels. Alright, if I were a wizard, I would be right here.
Okay, now how does the specialty class work? Do I take that instead of the wizard?
No. Basically, it just replaces some of the standard things for
you. All right. Let me flesh out my wizard level, and then I'll ask about the illusion one.
No
grapple for a size modifier small is -4.
Yes.
I am a weak, weak man. I have a strength of 8. I think
I
got carry my stuff.
Of course, I only got a 9. I'll carry your stuff. You might not get it back, but I'll carry it.
Pekka?
Yes?
Do you want to be a generalist wizard or a specialized wizard?
I don't think I ever got the list of the types.
Okay.
I'm not exactly an expert on that.
So. Abjuration specialists are defensive casters. They buff themselves. Conjurers summon stuff. Diviners, divine stuff, they're the oracles and whatnot. Enchanters, mind control and basically mind control. Evokers are blowing stuff up. Illusionists are tricking you. Necromancers are undead.
Doing nasty things to your body after you're dead.
I like abjuration.
Okay, abjuration special it is. Okay, now you have a choice. You can either take your familiar... Or, once per day, you can touch something and give that a energy resistance 5 plus half of your wizard level. And the
what's energy resistance?
Sort of like, you're like, okay, we're going to be fighting a red dragon, so it breathes fire. You can touch, say, for example, Michael and go, ha, you're now resistant to fire.
Familiar. Is anybody else
gonna? I'm sacrificing my familiar.
Do that?
You can take your familiar. It's not like if you take this, you can never get any of the other stuff. You can pick and choose. In the book, it says you have to give up everything, but I said to hell with that.
Andre says, "What in life is really all or nothing?"
This game is meant to be fun for you guys. If you want something that, and I'm not gonna fight you for it, because I want this to be fun for you.
Plus, of course.
At this point, I was looking forward to having a familiar.
Okay. Now, in the book, they've got this relatively narrow group of familiars. And so, if you can think of a relatively small, quote-unquote, animal, then you can probably have that.
I will have a hamster for my familiar, and his name will be Boo.
Boo.
Go for the eyes, Boo! Go we'll for the eyes!
Kodo.
Brusk.
Kill him, Kodo.
Kodo and Podo?
Kodo and Podo, yes.
So, I remember in one of my games, the sorceress didn't want to have any of the standard animals, so she got a flying squirrel instead.
A flying squirrel?
Yes.
Impressive.
What? I want a Tresque.
Right, that's a little too big.
It sits on your shoulder and is named Earl.
I want a mini Tresque.
Well, originally, I was telling Nathan I wanted to have some sort of lizard or snake, but now that I have the type of character that I have...
Ooh.
Second level, can I have 5 little skills?
That is correct.
That too, actually. Second level, you get what?
I was just fleshing out my wizard levels, and I was like, ooh, at second level, I can have skill ranks up to 5.
Mm-hmm. Concentration craft.
Which my particular race comes from.
You come from, imagine, rolling grassy hills. However, they are constantly under siege by greenskins, gnolls, ogres, and trolls. So while everyone makes fun of you for not being a good fighter because, well, you actually enjoy hanging out with elves, and that obviously makes you non-fighterish, it's an incredibly militaristic society.
Yeah, that sounds good.
But they're also very... It's a carefree military, if that makes any sense.
Rolling hills, huh?
Rolling hills.
And can you humor me a little bit on some information about...
No problem. I'm always happy to tell you about my world.
Well, when... is a familiar kind of like a friend that a druid would have, and that it's somebody that you befriend, or is it something that you conjure?
It's something that basically, according to the rules, it's something that you've conjured and it serves you. However, you're more than welcome to have found it and made it your familiar. However you attain your familiar is really up to you, because that makes you more of an individual than you one day walked into a room, summoned a dog, and the dog now follows you around loyally. You could have found the dog in a back alley, beat away the cats that were clawing it to death, and then, say, it became your familiar, and it now has the magical ability to talk. Like a bad child's movie.
How about a bunny rabbit?
A rabbit? Okay.
I want a snapping turtle.
I thought about turtle, but I was like...
Snapping turtle works.
Carried around in a bag.
Like... Jackass.
Did you know
come back a few seconds later.
Bag? Did you know this was in your bag too?
What is that?
And this? Oh no, that was in your bag.
I gotta say, I don't.
Careful, the
that.
Turtle bites.
Duh. Well,
careful, the turtle bites.
And your familiar, if you do have a familiar, they will be, and it's not one of the standard book things, it will do something for you. And I don't play familiar stupid. Unless, of course, they've got an Intel 6. Then, well, they're
stupid.
Still kind of stupid.
Yeah.
I have a turtle. It's got an intelligence of 3.
Actually, if it's your familiar, it's got an intelligence of 6. It looks at you with a... It kind of goes... Did you seriously want a snapping turtle?
I think a tortoise would be better. But a
tortoise? Okay.
Because it can actually move. You know, a snapping turtle out of water is... Yeah, it just lays there.
What a tortoise will do to you is provide you 2 natural armor.
I want a very specific tortoise. I want a gopher tortoise. They don't get very big.
You want the what?
Gopher tortoise. The little ones that only get this big?
What does a bunny rabbit do for me?
It increases your base movement by 10.
And fluffy.
And on a side note, it also helps you reproduce about twice as fast.
No, I have a charisma of 17.
Oh, he's the prettiest dwarf there is.
Wow. And I heard that dwarves are kind of rough.
Yeah. I hear Jim, she visited him, got broke a pelvis now.
That might be the best way to break a pelvis I ever done heard.
Oh, yo.
My God, we're giving everybody in Kansas a bad name.
Oh.
We're doing it? Yeah, about that. I think they did it themselves.
I have one word for you. Evolution.
So what are we... What can we get if we give up the whole familiar thing?
It depends on your specialist class.
Well, summoner. So.
Why are you giving up your familiar if you're a summoner?
I'm just curious.
So it was gonna do it. I'm curious.
If that makes me go.
For you, it is called rapid summoning. Instead of taking like a full round to summon something, it only takes a standard action.
Right.
So basically, after you summon something, you can move the hell away. I'm waiting for Boris to jump on your face. And also. One of the other things is, just on my style, if you want to restructure your character at any time, I don't care.
So you do the retraining thing?
Yes. I honestly don't want you to be trapped in a character that you hate. It's just not fun. And one of the most infuriating things is when I've had my entire plot laid out, and someone midway through the game goes, the hell's my character? And you're like, I have reworked the entire plot. I'm more than happy to work with you.
Ninja.
Okay, wizard parts are quite good. Tell me about the specializing illusionist.
Specializing illusionist. Okay.
I have illusions of adequacy. Oh, wait, that's delusions.
Okay, now, this is the ability that you can keep a familiar or give up a familiar. Basically, whenever someone notices something odd about your illusion, they don't get the +4. So, they see a wall that you made as an illusion, and someone walks through it. They don't get the +4 to notice that it's not an illusion. They'll walk up and do the...
like he's doing wiggity magic.
This even goes for irrefutable proof. That means like a person goes, look, it's an illusion. It sticks his hand through the wall. They still don't believe them.
Oh my God, you're using wiggity magic too!
So that's if I sacrifice my familiar?
That's if you sacrifice your familiar.
Pretty familiar. Entrails out. Ah! I can now screw people over
at first
with
level,
my illusions.
This is free. You automatically get tied as a class skill. That's free.
Okay.
You don't have to sacrifice anything for that.
So I get stealth as a class skill.
Yes. And in addition, you get the illusion mastery, which is the you automatically memorize two illusion spells. That comes free. Illusionists do not have as powerful stuff as some of the other people, but you don't sacrifice anything in its place.
Right.
And we stick with small animals, right?
Yes. You could go up to medium if you convince me why.
So at each for each level, I get two illusions.
I can't have a polar bear.
I don't have to memorize.
No, each spell level.
Right. So zero level spells.
Yeah. First level, second level spells, third level spells.
Zero don't count.
Zero do count.
Okay.
Although I think there's only like one
illusion spell. For that, and that doesn't come out of my daily spell total, or it does.
You do not have to have a spell book to memorize them.
Okay, so it counts as the spells I have memorized.
Yes.
But I don't have to sit down and memorize it from a book.
That's right. You can just say, okay, I get rid of that spell, I now can cast this. Because you're like,
Sort of the cleric sacrificial casting.
Yes. But it has to be on your spell list. You have to actually have that illusionary spell.
Right.
I don't have invisibility, but I want to cast it right now.
Who's ready?
I'm Andre.
Yes,
ma'am.
Thank you, Becca.
Sure, thank you.
You too, also?
Yeah.
Real food.
I don't have this thing at college.
says the man who lives at home.
Yes, well, have you seen the food that I have in my house?
No, not lately.
Well, Crystal has managed to convince everyone at the house to go into Weight Watchers.
Oh, no. God.
They aren't eating those Weight Watcher box meals, are they?
That's the only thing left that's edible and does not take an ounce of preparation.
Oh, my gosh, that's ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous.
Weight Watchers teaches you how to eat correctly, so you can make your own.
Not if you buy their boxes and rely on their boxes. And I bet their boxes are not cheap.
No.
Depends on where you go.
What? Drop the fork. Okay.
I want a whale.
Something about my world.
Oh, crap.
Is that magic is not, well...
Hello, ground.
Completely tamed. Items, magic items, if you roll a 1 followed by a 1 through 5, actually have a wild magic occurrence, which can be either beneficial or negative. One of the beneficials is you could spontaneously have stone skin cast on you, just randomly by
spell. A negative aspect of that could be it's permanent.
Mm. Or something on the horrific side is you can open a sphere of annihilation. You can create one just by running around with plus one sword.
Well, that
so magic is not
suck.
Magic is not necessarily liked in the hands of the unskilled.
And so here's an entire tower.
It's climb, balance, and tumbling is all under acrobatics?
Yes.
Okay.
In addition, stealing this bluntly from Nathan's rule, magic is not necessarily good for the mind. Mm-hmm. It kind of slowly drives you nuts. As a first level wizard, you're just dandy. At fifth level, you have what is known as a quirk. You take one perk of your personality and you focus a bit more on that. So, say for example, you're a little OCD when you came to the tower, you leave the tower very OCD. At 10th level, this increases. At 15th level, it increases again. And at 20th level, it completes itself.
You're gobsmacking nuts.
You will find that old hermit out in the wilderness who happens to be a plus 20, a level 20 wizard. However, he is a schizophrenic paranoid.
He's not stopped washing his hands since this morning.
Magic is not necessarily for the untrained. Or for the trained, in that matter.
So if magic you drive your sane man crazy, and you start off crazy, would it drive you sane?
Or drive you that creepy level of, like, Malkavian sane, insane? Where you see the world so clearly, everyone else thinks you're crazy.
Mm-hmm. Is that what the Malkavians do?
I was reading the Nosferatu book, and since they, well, sorry, this is the old edition, I don't have the new...
Gay edition, right?
Yeah, the edition that I want to light on fire.
With Werewolf, The Forsaken, what the fuck?
Yeah,
WTF, what the fuck?
Where I was reading the Nosferatu book, and it said, a Malkavian once came up to me and bought some information. I was sitting there, and telling him, as I was talking, he finished my statement, continued on to another paragraph of the information I found, and told me some stuff I didn't know, and then I walked away. After paying me. So.
So I need to write down abjuration somewhere, right?
Yeah. Right next to the wizard level, you could just put abs.
You've got some great abs.
I create everything, honey.
Yep. We already knew that.
Okay. So I get... Speed is normally...
30.
30-60.
Where are you?
Oh,
dwarf.
20.
20? But it'll automatically
dwarf is 30.
Nope, dwarf is 20.
That's right, they never get encumbered.
So it'll be 30 with my rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
I need to write that down.
You're going fast-ass dwarf.
Mm-hmm.
And she's dead sexy.
She's a dead sexy dwarf. She's got a good beard.
Where should I write down my rabbit?
I would write it down under special abilities, because Sadly enough, wizards don't get enough of those. It's only rogues that ever fill that thing up. And fighters who say, well, to hell, and I need more room for my feet.
Yeah.
Oh, I need at least 1 feet.
What am I going to do with 900 gold when I don't wear armor?
Oh, yeah. Buying stuff. I think I will have a weasel.
Cocky weasel.
He's a weasel. Named Bernard.
Bernard the weasel.
My gopher tortoise has been my best friend since I was a kid. His name is Thaddington.
Okay.
When my dad forced me to come to this school, he became my familiar. He talks real slow.
Dick. Lady.
Where?
The third.
Finally comes out of jail.
Tortoise lady.
Took him long enough.
Her shell was huge.
I think I'll call my rabbit Slowpoke.
Rabbit looks like it's all funny, ha ha.
She likes that thing. Maybe she was a runt in her litter.
Feel free to get attached to your familiar.
Not going to kill him off right away?
I hate it when they do that in books. You finally grow to like a character, and then they kill him.
What do you think of the sauce?
It's okay.
I thought it was tasty.
That's different. It's definitely different. Okay. I don't know that I've ever played dwarf, so could you real quickly go over ages with me on dwarf?
I do not agree with the 3.5 ages. So, dwarves reach adulthood around 150 and live upwards to be around 800.
Okay.
So, imagine just finally finishing puberty around 150. Middle age for them is 400.
And there's no age limitations in the school?
No. Well, the oldest I will let you be is middle-aged. Do not be old or venerable.
What's the name of that feat that reduces the arcane penalty on your armor? Your armor checks?
I'm just going to stick myself at 150 then.
Let me check the complete arcane. Foots.
Maybe I'm just having a mental breakdown, but I can't find short sword on this list anywhere.
It's under what? On the weapons?
Yes.
It's under martial weapons.
Right on that page.
Oh. Thank you.
I do not see that foot anywhere. However,
I know there is one, but I don't know.
I know there's a class that specializes in that, and let me hand it over to you, see if you like it. You can eventually go for it.
No, I'm okay.
Okay.
I was just going to use one of my bonus feet from being a human on a metamagic feat, but...
One feat that I do know is Still Spell. If you get your Still Spell, you actually ignore Arcane Spell Failure. The only trade-off is the fact that, well, all of your spells now will level higher.
Which means I can't cast any spells.
You could cast your level spells. That's first level spells.
Do you have to use that feat?
You do not have to use it. You choose when you have to memorize it for your combat spells.
Still Spell just allows you to cast spells without gestures.
Yes, but that's the entire part of the armor, is it hinders your gestures.
But I thought the spell failure occurred on all spells, and whether there was a somatic component or not. Doesn't it?
Hmm?
The arcane spell failure in armor occurs on all on all spells, whether there's a somatic component or not, right?
I don't think it applies to ones without somatic. Yeah. It's been so long since I found that rule.
I don't see why it would apply to anything but things with somatic components.
Yeah.
You're lazy. Hey, you. Yes, you. Lazy.
Maybe?
Yeah. Do you actually have the special rule, the special bonus for what a weasel gives you?
Yes, plus 2 to reflex saves.
Okay.
So I'll get that in here.
Still day. I guess I'll take that feat. It'd be a nice one to have.
Okay.
Yeah.
AC. Nice. Oh, you actually have armor?
Yes. Quirk from my robe. I will always be wearing a cloak, but underneath it,
I have padded armor. Roll a natural one if you're casting a spell, man.
I know. Every time I cast a spell, padded armor has a 5% spell failure chance. So every time I cast a spell, if I roll a d20 and it hits a 1, I botch the spell. Wrong not to have armor.
I understand that.
It's just not natural for a person to be walking around in a cloak. I mean, you got to have something between you and the trap that, I mean, the enemy that's coming
failed
back
experiment.
Through you. Can I just subtract 200 gold and assume that I have important day-to-day items?
Yes.
You have to really write them all down.
In all honesty, you are living in a tower. Your day-to-day items are usually taken care of.
Okay. And I will look through this list and find any quirky items that my character might have and buy those accordingly. There we go.
creatures, yes.
So take it, instead of getting the base save for being level 1 on Wizard, we take the like the second level, which should just be like plus 1 to the save, or?
The way I do cross-class is you'll get the plus 2 will from level 1 Wizard, and you'll also get the save for the extra class. So if you're playing a fighter, you'll have a plus 2
fortitude,
yeah,
and a plus 2 will. Okay.
Yes.
That requires you to not have the materials to cast spells?
Somatic.
Does that mean we don't have to worry about paying for them either?
When you look at the one for the material component, the fee that basically lets you ignore material components is for items that are one gold piece or less. So for example, you don't have to pull out Bat Guano with your casting fireball, but for the animate dead, which costs 25 gold pieces, you still have to pay for that.
Okay, well, that doesn't matter to you anyway. The little stuff, right?
Yeah. I have more to worry about than, do you have the proper amount of moss? Now, I played a game on Corner Knights, fantastic module, that did. I spent half the game running back and forth to the herb shop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's used for the key ability for acrobatics? Dexterity?
Dexterity.
Rather than strength?
Yes.
I'm just curious, because climb requires strength and balance, and tumbling both require dexterity.
I went by law of majority.
What was the name of the skill? Notice?
Yes, that's spot and listen. However, search is not included. Search wasn't cool enough to be invited to the party.
And that's wisdom based. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I don't have that as one of my class skills for my warrior.
Yes, fighters don't know when something's coming. They just stand there and go, ow! I hurt!
Who hit me?
As a quirky thief, and
kinky,
have a little personal,
okay,
sort of protective environment, shall we say?
Okay, that works.
Just heads up.
That's fine.
Fighters don't get a lot of skills.
Yes. That's why I hope crossing with Wizard would at least help somewhat. Of course, it's still an atrocity to me that Wizards only get 2 base skill points.
What am I going to do with Scribe Scroll?
Practice writing while your sword's in the other hand.
Were you interested in looking into a specialist school?
Becca's doing abjuration, you said?
Abjuration, illusion, conjure.
Hey, you could mix the evocation in there, get the big bang with... evocation's the one that has the melee skills, right?
The big boom booms. Or he could do transmutation and turn himself into a troll with it.
Hey.
Unfortunately, when you transmute yourself into a troll, you don't get the troll's regenerative abilities.
No, but you at least have the strength of a troll.
Already had the strength of a troll.
And you look pretty obnoxious.
But remember, your charisma doesn't go down.
Mm-hmm. Either can.
Yeah, you're pretty troll. Pretty troll. All the she trolls look at you and go,
oh shit.
Bad idea.
Who thought this was a good idea?
We might even talk to you about this if we ever make it out of this.
Sorry, the screenwriters thought it would be a good idea to throw you into some kind of awkward romance. However, they got drunk that night and decided you should do it as a troll. Sorry, it's just how it happened. And then they went on strike.
Any restrictions on equipment?
Nope.
I guess I could be an evoker.
Okay. Now, this is a... I'll read you off the abilities, take it or leave it. Okay, here we go. Evoker. Okay. If you take this ability, it'll remove your familiar.
I'm keeping my familiar.
Okay. Then,
I want Faddington.
That's no problem.
Faddington.
Yeah.
Okay, this one you get for free. The energies of an evoker using this ability is a free action, must be announced before you cast the spell. Every creature affected by the spell is treated if its resistance to the spell's energy was 10 lower, to a minimum of 0. So, if you were against something with like a demon that has fire resistance 10, any spell that you cast, that one spell that you cast, is his resistance is 10 lower.
Reduce the resistance by 10?
Mm-hmm. But you have to... But it's only one spell at this point. You get it, and it's attained another time per day, is attained every other level. And it does not affect things that are just outright immune. It has to be resistance only. But you get that for free.
Okay.
And then there's some special abilities for later. Upon reaching 5th level, wizard level. 5th wizard level.
I assume quarterstaff doesn't cost any money because you go pick up a stick.
Yes.
I'm considered a medium size, right?
Yes, you are.
I am the only one who's small.
Oh, didn't see you there.
No, just remember, the gnomes hide in the bushes in the PvP zones and kick your ass. Because you can't find them.
What is that in?
Wow.
Every zone's a PvP zone.
My friend Tyler plays a Tauren, and he hates gnomes. Because he's in there walking along and, ow! Ow! What? The bush is attacking me!
Walk out of the bush.
Well, see, the unfortunate thing is, yeah, I think he was mentioning a gnomish mage. He's like, oh crap, I'm dead!
Okay.
Yeah, that's about the only thing gnomes are good at is magic.
Well, you remember EQ? I'm a gnomish fighter!
Yeah, SWS, Small Warrior Syndrome. I can't believe Brent still plays that game. He booted it up to show it to me. He's like, they've done so many changes. I'm going, oh my god, we used to think this was attractive.
I went back and I'm playing Deus Ex. I remember when that game came out, the graphics were stunning. And I'm like, the polygons! The polygons are coming for me!
Yeah, the people don't look like people. They look like that crude
body.
Deus Ex.
And I went back and played the original Half-Life. Remember how real that looked?
Mm-hmm.
One faceplate. Mm-hmm. Nose. I was like,
oh. One faceplate with a nose.
What does this
mean? It looks so not real anymore. Unrealistic. Mm-hmm.
That's the size. It's a...
No, what is this? 1d6 slash 1d6?
You can go whack, whack like that, if you so choose.
You can use it basically like two-weapon fighting, but you take a penalty on the second hit.
Oh, this is beautiful. Okay. Now I need to roll up stats for my halfling, I should say.
Roll up stats?
Yeah, height, weight.
Oh, okay. 161? 162.
Okay. Oh.
I've had enough people ask me about that page. That's our 160. Yeah, 162. That's getting that.
I was talking about height, weight. I said, I thought that was the before the weapon section.
Okay.
Tasting, not overpowering. What am I going to do? I are halfling.
D4s.
What do we get for our skill points for the wizard class? Just
2 plus your intelligence modifier plus 1.
Wow, 5 skill points, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So.
How many spells do we start with in our spellbook? We got all the zero-level spells and what?
3 plus your intelligence modifier plus 2. So 5 plus your intelligence modifier.
Okay.
Is that how many you
start with?
And that's
you can only have like 2 or 3 of those memorized, but that's how many you have in your spellbook.
Okay. You'll have to tell me that when I've rolled up my stats and pay attention. Holy moly.
What?
Halfling wizard is 20 years plus 46. I mean, old halfling.
Halflings age slower than people do.
Well, on second thought, I do start off as a rogue.
Yes, you do.
Memorize our combat spells, right?
Yes, only memorize your combat spells.
Goodness, this is crazy.
So what does along with this, what goes with specializing with the school?
What do you mean?
Like I specialize as an evoker.
It's just the special abilities that I told you about. I don't use that chart in there. You don't have to give up any schools or anything.
So what does it actually do aside from that bonus skill I get? Nothing?
Yeah, basically. You specialize in doing evil, minor evocation things with less sacrifices. Changing, instead of giving up a school for an extra spell per day, you give up some of the random feats that you get as a fighter, or as a wizard, and change them towards something where you can just mess with someone else magically.
Okay. Well, my guy's done aside from his spells and his equipment.
Okay, you said we don't need to write down the basic stuff.
Yes.
Things just like spell books.
It's assumed that they gave those to
bed, spell books, clothing.
There's a spell component pouch.
Yeah. They will have issued that to you.
Okay.
I'm not too worried about, you carrying around a spell pouch when you're heading off to, wizard class.
Okay.
Because I'll assume you have it.
I guess I should get
unless,
some
unless, of course, you know, it's furthering the story that, oh, crap, you forgot your spell pouch. You run back and you see an alien shuffling through your stuff.
His name is Larry Z.
His name is the Mechanist.
You see a 2-foot, 10-inch tall halfling shuffling through your thing.
He becomes a halfling on a spit. Shink!
So do you want us to worry about, like, buying paper and ink and all that?
No.
Can we have magic items?
Yes, you are more than welcome to. It's in the DMG.
I am not special enough to have one of those.
That's okay. You only have 900 gold to work with, and there are really no good magic items.
That's also for buying things like scrolls and whatnot. And you could have probably also even afford a wand.
Oh, crap.
A level 1 wand, I think, is what?
750.
So you could actually walk into the first day of class with a fully charged magic.
Yeah,
level
I think
one
I'm going to have a wand of summon creature, summon monster wand. So. Let go!
I might have a stick. It's not going to have any special abilities.
No, you're an illusionist. Of course it's a wand.
Does this list what they do?
No, you have to go look. Well, that's just the name of the spell.
The spells are in this book.
Yes.
Wow, this is...
Yes.
I have these. I obviously have it read.
One of the reasons why I am slowly moving away from D&D is the fact of I'm tired of memorizing three books.
Flipping through.
Yeah. That guy has a chain shirt.
I was tempted to try and use the Savage Worlds or Mutants and Mastermind system with this, and then my brain broke.
Trying to merge systems a little?
Yes.
Okay.
Is there a specific place in here where I can find abjuration spells?
You look under the spell groups for wizard.
There's cleric. Druid.
Wizard. Okay. You'll see right next to it says abjure, conjure.
Okay, now that I'm focused and I can understand what you were saying about spells and memorizing versus what's in the book.
Yes.
What's the deal?
You have 5 plus your intelligence modifier in your spell book.
Okay.
But you only have 2 plus your plus 1 to be able to cast combat wise.
Okay, so basically my spell book can have 5 plus whatever my intelligence modifier is.
It is. But you can only memorize 3 of those.
Okay. Do I have to have it memorized in order to cast it?
Yes.
Okay. I play so many other different types of spellcasters, but never a wizard. So I can only have 3 spells memorized.
Yes.
Total or per level?
3. Well, it's in the book. You come over here and put 2 wizard. See, 2, and then you get 1 for your intelligence modifier.
But we're only first level.
Well, then it's 1 plus your intelligence modifier, so you have 2 okay. spells memorized.
No.
And for 0 level spells, it's still 5 plus my intelligence modifier.
You have all of your spells, all 0 level spells.
Okay, I just choose which to be memorized.
Yes, because they were nice enough to give you all the cantrips pre-written.
Okay. So I will only focus on writing down the ones I can learn or memorize.
I have no armor.
you feel naked?
No, I have my noble's armor. We're not ever going to get in any trouble at the college.
Clink, clink, clink. I don't go anywhere without it.
Clink, clink. I like the way this man thinks.
Clink, clink, I'm a tick. Clink, clink, I'm a tick.
Although, I only have padded.
Mine's shiny. Shiny's good.
Mm, severe thunderstorm warning.
Spexy?
Here?
Yep.
You have a thing on your weather thing on your phone? That's
it
cool.
It texts me whenever warnings or watches get issued for my area.
That's cool. What does this mean? Minor?
That's for GMs.
Oh, okay.
Basically, I can, if I'm too lazy to think of treasure, I can roll on a random chart that says, two miners. So I come over here and go, they got a summon monster one wand and a milth acid arrow wand.
Alright. What about languages?
Languages.
Plus I've got a couple.
You will automatically start off with your native tongue.
Right. Which is common, I'm assuming.
Actually, as I said, the Babel effect happens, so even humans speak different languages. So you'll start off with Runmorian and Dephorian.
I can fix that, hang on.
You will start with Halfling, because they didn't Babel effect the Halflings, because they were not evil. And
armor and a sword?
Dephorian.
How do you spell that?
Okay. D-E-F-O-R-I-A-N. Dephorian.
Character boring.
What makes your character boring?
So I know Runmorian.
Yeah, I have a few Dephorian, you said?
Deforian.
Yeah.
So I bought those, but other than that,
what else can I take?
What other languages are you interested in?
Is Draconics available?
Yes, and Draconics is definitely available.
Probably
it's kind of a requirement for reading some of the Arcane literature.
It's just what. Dragons are rare in my world.
What would I have run into in the Runmorian area?
Well,
like what aristocratic circles?
Approximately 16 years ago, an event happened called the what has now been dubbed as World War Green, where basically the Orcish God inspired the entire world of orcs to destroy humanity.
Oh, lovely.
So, city orcs. You probably. Some veterans or aristocrats even took it upon themselves to learn Orc and Goblin, mainly so they can understand the sniveling, groveling orc that was sitting at their feet.
Right. Sounds good to me.
Can you explain to me how you did
this? Where do I find the language listing?
What's wrong?
Like what I have language-wise?
We take this from
the it's in the skill section under speak language.
Ability. From the stats.
If you're looking under a humanoid race, huh? Quote unquote, elves, dwarves, something like that.
So you have like
unfortunately, halflings
like
and gnomes did not have anything
plus two, right?
You will have to go nation by nation, but everything.
Well, I was just trying to figure out how many languages I can know.
Intelligence modifier.
Okay,
so
I can
I take it back. Not far enough.
One your base language plus your intelligence modifier. So you have three more.
Oh. Halfling is my base language. Dephorian counts as one.
Yes.
Okay.
No one
like
here.
Runmorian is my base language.
Yes.
Is Dephorian counts.
Two, two, zero.
No, and no one was born
zero,
here.
Zero,
before.
Two.
Okay, so I get two on all of them.
Yep. In fact, most of you.
All right, I got one left then.
Most of you weren't even born on this continent.
My dad ran the school for a while, so.
All right. What other? Let's see. So we have like Orcish slaves and Goblin slaves, essentially, type of thing.
Yes. The unfortunate thing is, lately they've been running slowly low. They're not as sturdy as you expected them to be, and so, well, let's just say they're slowly dying off.
Eh, omelet, eggs, you know.
At least the slave ones. The ones out in the wild seem to be repopulated quite quickly. The unfortunate thing is it usually takes more manpower to enslave orcs than it's worthwhile. And goblins don't make them slaves.
Alright.
I have another question.
Pie.
I will speak Elven then.
It's because pies can fix anything.
You were telling him what he got for being in that
flat in that school, wizarding school. I don't know if I asked you about if there's anything that I get free or what.
The abjurationist was the fact that you could touch someone and grant them 10 or 5 plus half your wizard level.
I thought that was if I sacrificed my familiar.
That comes from the specialist thing.
There
was something
thing?
Different if you sacrificed your familiar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he chose not to get that.
Yeah, I didn't want it either, but I didn't. You said he got something for free, and I didn't know.
That's just how the evokers work. I can check abjurationists. Your free thing comes in at fifth level.
Okay.
And everyone gets something free.
If you need help naming your character, I brought the name book.
That is so sick.
Have you seen this thing?
I was going to say, I will need that, because I've been trying to come up with a name for an hour now.
This thing is an awesome book.
My name's not normal.
It's a big names book written by role players for role players.
What language do the elves speak?
Which group of elves? There's the Nyepian elves, Sylvanian elves, and Sindarin.
Which ones would be the most interesting? Like the most unusual, most quirky, most likely to be fascinated with them.
I would go with Nyepian elves, but they don't like you.
Okay, but that's probably not very effective.
The Sylvanian elves. No one really gets to know the Sindarin elves because, well, they don't like. They don't associate with people because, well, they tend to get enslaved because they're not quite sure why.
I'm not people. I'm a halfling.
What language do halflings speak?
Halfling.
So the language of those elves is Sylvanian?
Sylvanian elves. That's the standard.
S-Y-L or S-L-Y?
S-Y-L-V-A-N-I-A-N. Sylvanian.
Okay.
Almost like Sylvan.
I was going to say, it's almost the same thing.
And is there a common language?
No. At this point, it's Dephorian, because you're in the nation of Dephor. A cold, mountainous nation.
So we automatically get that?
You have to spend one of your languages to get it.
And language is based on intelligence, right?
Base language plus intelligence modifier. I have had someone who decided not to take the common language of the game, and it was quite comical for the first few sessions.
Yeah, I would say for the first session that might be funny, but it would go really old really fast.
What was really funny was he was the paladin. He was a Viking paladin yitter.
Okay.
He was a paladin who was rescued by his mentor rescued the evil, like, Viking warlord, and he's like, well, I must give you something. He's like, I don't want anything. I'm a paladin. I did it for free. Well, I must give you something. It's the law. He's like, well, give me your son. Warlord, nothing, anything, gave him his son, and the son went off to train to be a paladin.
Awesome.
Okay, what's considered a combat spell?
Basically, if you're going to use it in combat. Something like detect magic, you're probably not really going to use in combat. Because as soon as it starts breathing fire, you can kind of assume that it's somewhat magical. Ray of Frost does damage, so you can almost automatically assume that that is a combat spell. Anything that calls for a save is also a combat spell.
Well, this one, resistance,
except
gives you
a
plus one on saving throws.
So
is that one that you have that you can cast after you say, give me a saving throw?
No, that is a combat spell you'd have to cast beforehand, because you're buffing yourself for combat.
Okay.
I'm looking at spells like alarm. You don't cast alarm in the middle of combat to let you know if there's someone there. Because, well, if you're in combat, you usually already know if they're there. Shield, however, gives you plus four AC. You don't use AC unless you're in combat.
Or you're trying a really wonky experiment.
Yeah.
I want to take that spell.
Shield?
Yes.
Oh. It's a good one. And it also absorbs magic missiles.
And it...
What? Why do we need to absorb magic missiles? We're only in a magical institution.
Gaston Chevalier. Chevalier.
Huh? B. Oh.
Even better. I'll go with Hercule Gaston.
Wow, we all really don't
say. Try the great stuff. It's delicious. Don't believe me? It's delicious.
You ever watch that show?
Paul Rowe
with David Suchet.
No, I hear it's incredible good, though.
I've been Netflixing it, and it is excellent.
3-0-1 first.
It's all worth watching just for him. It's for David Suchet. He's so wonderful in it.
Paul is like the book with Hercule Poirot.
No, we can write down what
he nails it. He's really good.
You will memorize 1 plus your intelligence plus 1 at this point. You get a second bonus first level spell until 20. So you get to cast 2 spells. But you, with your intelligence modifier of 3, get 8 spells that you have in your spell book.
And those are the ones I can write down, but yeah. my mind you have will to pick. Hold so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, you can only pick 2. Because when you look at the book, a first level spell is literally a full page of text. So imagining having to memorize 2 full pages and try and not get them mixed up.
What's the difference between shield and mage armor?
Shield lasts less time. It only lasts a minute per level. But it also absorbs magic missile. And it takes up your quote-unquote shield slot.
And I think they stack.
They do. Well, because shield takes up your shield slot on your character sheet, and mage armor takes up your armor slot.
Right.
So if you cast mage armor, you'll only jump your AC by 3 because you're already wearing padded armor. Mm-hmm. If you're wearing full plate, don't bother casting mage armor. So, shield is shorter, but provides protection against magic missile, while mage armor lasts an hour per level. And it doesn't provide anything special other than the plus 4 AC.
Okay. Plus 20 on your next attack roll?
Yes, but as soon as you make that attack roll, the spell goes away. It's like a wizardy version of aim.
That's a huge plus, though.
God, it's made for like that long shot where they're behind 9/10 cover in the dark and.
So that's where you just shoot magic missiles at them.
Yeah. Ooh, strength of 3.
Saucy little fingers.
You actually have really long fingers, perhaps?
No, little fingers. Very small. I'm only 2 feet 10. I have a tiny halfling.
I think you're actually shorter than Gabriel.
I rolled. It's a 2d8 plus 2d4. I rolled 2 ones.
Okay.
Yeah, and I weigh 32 pounds.
A strong gust of wind can carry you away.
As well as many of the monsters that fly in this game.
That's right.
Look, halfling, tasty snack. Who's the tallest character here?
I'm 5'6".
It's not going to be
me. 5'11".
But I don't know how tall I am.
I'll walk behind him.
Walk in between his legs.
Exactly.
When he does something you don't like, you bite his ankle.
And then I punt the little halfling over the wall. But I'm not supposed to leave the tower ever! Okay.
Does unintentionally leaving the tower count?
Yes.
There's the main tower that you guys will have like all the classes and mingling with other students, mm-hmm. and basically you'll have like your dorm, which is your tower. You guys actually have your own individualistic tower, which also happens to be an extra dimensional space. So they encourage you to leave your bag of holding outside.
There was a mishap one year. We lost a few dozen students.
But it's in the Dephorian Mountains. It's very isolated. They get supplies from occasionally trading with outside towns, but that's dealt with by normal people. You know, because normal people, they're worthy to serve us. We're wizards.
Oh. Okay, and if we're not wearing any armor, we have no arcane spell failure?
That's right.
Correct.
And what about the spell save?
It's 10
plus your intelligence modifier plus the level of the spell.
So, is your level spell in your case would be a 13, while a first level spell would be a 14. So, yeah.
A 14 if
I should write it down here. Spell DC for zero level spell is
13.
And then you can write down, like, you're a wizard, so you have 3-1. And you have
one bonus spell.
Yeah, one. Spell. You can take that all the way down to third level.
The one?
Yeah. Okay. That, now, it doesn't mean you get a second level spell at first level. But what it means is when you get second level spells, you'll have a bonus spell.
Gotcha.
What are you looking at me for? I am not the official door opener.
Okay, I'm gonna go use the restroom. Alright, I'll watch out. You just came in though. Wait, we don't have dice, do we? It's just weapon dice.
Right.
Yes. I totally went on a vacation there. I need a vacation. What's my vacation?
3 weeks.
4 weeks. It's
yeah.
Your vacation? The one we're going up north?
Two and a half, something like that, really.
Yeah.
That's a vacation, too. I have lots of vacation.
I have my year of vacation, and I still won't establish that for interrupting it 1 year. How dare she get married? Damn her.
Well, hey, she thought she... You have to remember, she thought she...
She thought she did it, and then the Gen Con people went, aha! Gotcha!
Well, glad to hear you actually got your badges here.
I have not got my badges here, because the day I found out...
That you could go?
That I could go was, like, 2 days after they had closed pre-registration. I was like, damn! Because they closed pre-registration on June 28th. I found out on, like, July 1st that I could go.
No.
I have to pay 10 extra bucks, but in all honesty, I don't care.
You have to buy an on-site badge?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that sucks. They're expensive now.
And are we still doing that...
Yes.
That thingy?
Comedy.
What level? What level?
One.
Okay.
One.
See, I'd say we actually have spare badges, but I don't know how that would work in you actually buying tickets for yourself. So, because Nathan and I are actually... We have our four-day passes, but we also have press passes.
Big ass. One year I went as Bill Rieger because they had already.
Like, I wouldn't have a problem giving you my 4 day badge because I'm not going to need it.
Bill had bought his badge, and then that year his wife said, "No, you're staying home." He's like, "No."
I hate it when that happens. Yes.
I was Ryan somebody 1 year.
Was that when we went up with Aaron and
everything? Yes. And they had random names that nobody knew who they were.
Hey, I was Nathan.
I was like Nathan Henderson.
I was like,
uh-huh. I had a choice between Ryan
and
a more masculine name. So I took Ryan because Ryan could be a girl.
Yeah. Everyone just confuses my ethnicity when I say I'm Andre. Anywho, let's go ahead and get this party rolling.
They look at you and they go, you don't look like a giant.
No, more often than not, they kind of look at me and go, you're white. I'm like, yeah.
What did you think I was?
Anywho, I actually had one of my managers tell me that I was the only white Andre that they had ever known.
You ask him, what about Andre the Giant?
There you go.
Dude, Andre the Giant Rock. Anywho.
Yes, he did. Not saying he didn't.
You guys are sitting there in the frigid cold foyer of a massive tower. The stones themselves seem to almost hum with magical energy, and the tapestries seem to flutter in the cold, frigid wind. Now, unfortunately, most of you came from relatively warm areas. Mr. Nameless.
Because I don't have the book.
Mr. Nameless is especially cold.
Mr. Soon-to-be.
We'll call him Hortense for now.
And you're sitting in there with about 50, 60 other people. Kind of hard to tell. Varying sizes, shapes, races. You'll even notice that there's a kobold sitting in the front row. And standing up there is this wise and old man. He's one of those wizards sitting there in the blue generalist robes with this kind of small look on his face with a long beard. And kind of looks at all of you with that look of, who the hell are you? Type of look. That one that whenever you step onto the neighbor's lawn and he looks and he goes, damn kids! And goes inside and gets a shotgun. He sits there and goes, congratulations! You have managed to enter the Dephorian College of Magic. Whether your parents bribed us with vast amounts of money, or you happen to be bright enough to be able to get into this institute on your own. Now, each of you have your own specialties. If you're a generalist, which means you won't get screwed in any situation, you'll probably live longer. The rest of you can all die. As suddenly up runs a professor in a different colored robe and says something in his ear and says, sorry, you will be dealt with in your unique situations. Now, each of you have been divided up into your little groups, if you hadn't noticed the chairs that are arranged by color. There's blue over there, red in there. What color is that? Yusha's not a color. That colored chair. And you all look and you all seem to have the same colored chair, which is some like off shade of mutant green.
No! Taking the chairs, putting them next to it just to compare the color. No, that's not it. Okay, yeah, that's about the same. Just to be dicks, they make them just a slightly shades different.
That's right, because, well, these are stuck-up wizards.
If you can't figure out what your group is, you're not supposed to be here. Out.
You all will be...
To hear,
you will have the honor of sharing a dormitory.
Son Ibn Imad.
Wow.
You all have the honor of sharing a dormitory with the schmucks that are sitting next to you. So get friendly with them, and please keep your pubic hair off their soap. I can't tell you the number of complaints we've had. Anyway, okay. You will be going through your classes later.
Yes, I brought soap.
You'll be going through your classes later.
You need some soap, don't
but worry. Right now, I would recommend soap. You get used to the person next to you, because... They happen to be quiet there in the back. You happen to be one of the lucky 60 out of the 800 or so that put in an application or bribe. So you will all be escorted to your towers by your zombie. You notice he has like a little air freshener strapped to his neck. And afterward, after about an hour or so of you sitting around and lounging about like the slothly bastards that you are, we'll be escorted through your classes. Get out of my sight. And someone else seems to get up and doing this. Oh.
As people shuffle by, I would like to attempt a sleight of hand check.
Go for it.
To see with random curiosity I find a bag.
Go ahead and add 5 because of the sheer confusion of the situation.
Good thing I've got lots of points in that. 16.
Congratulations, you've got a spell component back that looks almost exactly like the one you have.
Is there anything in it?
No.
I open up, turn it inside out. Is it a different color inside?
No, it's the same color.
Okay.
As your zombie sits there and goes, shuffle.
Well, I suppose we'll move along then.
Walk this way.
Shuffle. It takes you up through, like, spiraling, confusing towers. And eventually you guys will walk up to a little glowing section of the wall and he shuffles on through it.
Oh, wonderful.
Go through it.
Go!
It glows. As I walk through.
You guys find yourself in what appears to be kind of like a living room. In the center there's, of course, you know, two giant sofas with a coffee table that looks perfect to set books on. And floating above you guys, you can see a continual torch that seems to be burning forever in a weird off shade of yellow.
Lift me up. I want to see if it's warm.
How much do you weigh?
32 pounds.
Oh, yeah. That's awful stressful.
Pansy.
That's the big gentleman, yes.
No, he...
Can I reach
thank
it?
You, sir.
Yeah, you can reach it.
Okay.
Now, the unfortunate thing is that since it's a continual torch, it provides no heat in the cold, frigid mountains or during the winter.
You people live in this environment?
Yes, it's quite robust, I think, actually.
I'm from out of town.
It's putting in a mild understatement.
There's a couple bookcases which hold which are currently empty, but hold a couple of things of, like, the tower and you type of thing. And
the wizard's tower for
the tome that's about oh yay thick that says rules.
Oh, lovely.
That'll be a great firewood.
I grabbed the big thick rules book. I can't even pick it up.
There's a small little stove that has food and whatnot underneath it.
Bike reading this evening.
The glowing section of the wall and some small storage things. And you guys have your own personal rooms. A large, soft, double bed and your own personal quote-unquote bathroom.
Ooh.
Which are an odd thing to you because they have a giant tub that as soon as you stick your hand in it, whoosh, it fills with water.
Smashing.
And then, of course, there's this weird pot in the corner that the zombie goes, bleh, and throws up into the bucket.
That's not my
and
bathroom.
Suddenly you hear a, as a spell goes off, and suddenly anything that was in there is incinerated.
Oh.
And suddenly a, and it smells minty fresh.
No, just sell.
And it goes,
appendages in there, right?
And sticks his hand in there. And it, washes his hand.
This is still not my bathroom.
Lovely.
And then he shuffles through the teleporter. And the teleporter phases out.
The glowing part of the wall is gone? The
glowing part of the wall is gone.
Lovely.
Oh, I was wanting to investigate the shiny wall.
I believe you'll have plenty of time to do that, old bean.
But it's not shiny anymore, it's just a wall
now.
Well,
let's see, you guys are kind of all...
I call this one my bedroom! I take off running. Just directly opposite.
Is there a green one?
Dive onto the bed.
Oh. I do believe this one will be quite nice for me. Yes. Yes, yes. This will do nicely. Yes. Actually, one. Yes.
Are there doors to these, or are they just...
That's the bed. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That makes sense. Yes. Mm. I'm putting my stuff up. Lovely. Very, very nice.
Hmm. I close the door to my bedroom. Mm-hmm. And then there are...
You hear a click as it locks.
Ooh. I proceed to make all sorts of pounding noises and construction sounds. And then I open the door up a little while later.
You walk towards the door and it opens for you.
This is sweet.
I'm looking through the rule book.
I've
dragged it over to the bed.
Don't
your bunny is scared.
It's okay.
Your turtle.
cold here.
Cold. Hold me close. I'm not warm-blooded.
No kidding. Neither am I in this environment. God. I'm looking for anything to create warmth.
Well, you could walk over to the toilet. It's still slightly...
Urinate in it so it goes... Oh, warmth.
Boys. I got stuck with all boys.
Nice. Okay. You're probably out here in the... That's where the nice, comfy sofa is.
Oh, yes.
You'll notice that the fact that there is a fireplace in the little cooking area.
Oh, lovely. Is there a fire in it?
Well, you walk over and look, and, well, there's no fire in it immediately. However, there seems to be a small instruction manual for it.
Oh, lovely.
Now, by small, do you mean...
Do not stick your hand in the fireplace once it is lit, unless you happen to be suffering from a case of trollness.
Lovely. Yes. All right.
Apparently, upon speaking the command word fire, a fire lights.
Oh, fire. No. Lovely.
Fire?
Oh yes, it'll be.
How do you turn it off?
Out.
Out.
Do it again.
Fire? Out.
Sweet. I jump into the fireplace, start poking around to see if I can figure out where the fire's coming from.
You know, it does say in here you're not really supposed to be doing that. Might be rather dangerous, though.
But where does the fire come from?
The fire's obviously magical. No, we aren't a magical
group. Right, right. But where... Like the wall and... I don't know. I don't get it.
How did it get there? No offense.
Obviously he has some skill or he wouldn't be here. By the way, my name is Hercule. Hercule Gaston. It's a pleasure to meet you.
I am Sassy.
Sassy.
No, Sassy.
Sassy.
Yes.
Sassy. I will never speak that correctly.
Little fingers.
Little fingers. Okay. Lovely. Well, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. And you are?
Jenna.
Oh, Jenna. It's lovely to meet you, Jenna. And you, my...
I'm not out there in the
room, so... We have an antisocial one, I believe.
Fire, where's the fire?
You know, we have a fireplace out here, old bean.
The turtle begins walking that way.
Might want to get out and be like, fire, I don't want to...
Oh, yeah, okay. I climb out.
Oh, yeah. What's your language here, eh? Sorry, are you quite all right?
Very warm.
Yes. Hmm.
I'm quick.
Warm place.
Pick up the turtle, pick up my tortoise. I have my cloak pulled real tight.
I take it you're not from this, you're not accustomed to our climate here. Or the climate here, I should say.
Didn't know it could ever really, truly get this cold.
Oh, yes, yes. Hmm.
Turtle soup?
Turtle soup?
Touch my turtle and you lose your hands.
That lovely turtle soup.
That was very cool.
He put the turtle in the...
No, I put the turtle next to the fire so he's warming up.
Turtle's like, a bit brighter.
Ouch.
I wonder how bright it gets.
Fire.
Fire.
out. No.
I'm pushed too.
Want to blow us up?
A meter?
Fire. Yeah. Going to be an interesting one.
I just have these thoughts. I'm like, what if? And then I must know.
No, like, I don't want to see what happens when this thing explodes.
What do you wear under your robe?
Clothing. Same thing you do.
But you speak funny.
Where's the magic door? I need to leave.
Hands me the fire.
Are there cabinets in this room?
Yes, the cabinets are over.
I am systematically going through each and every one of them to figure out what's in them.
Food.
Oh, good.
Varying degrees of flour and whatnot, you have to make your own food.
We have to make our own food? We don't have servants. How gorgeous.
They spend all the budget on making magical toilets.
Oh. Anybody know how to cook?
Yes.
I'm afraid I don't have much knowledge in those fields.
Of some sort.
You make the sneaky, sleeky home soup that you're used to. And once you take the things out of the cupboard, they come back.
I like this place.
It is quite lovely, yes. Yeah.
So there will be breakfast, and then second breakfast, and then brunch, and then...
Noonsies,
and then... This is great. I'm going to make a soup.
Sounds smashing. What kind of soup is it?
It's Mama's sneaky, sleeky family recipe.
Oh, family recipe.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is it going to have... Doesn't there no onions in it, I hope? I get terribly sick of onions.
I don't know.
Oh, well, this will find out, won't we? Oh, yes.
I start pulling stuff out of the cabinets and throwing it in the pot and making soup.
Okay. And have a nice warm pot of, nice warm, cup of soup.
Yeah,
we'll be smashing.
It's not like Mom used to make, but imagine going to college.
Exactly.
We were.
Am I warming up yet?
Yeah, you're warming up. I mean, you're kind of sitting there huddled next to the fire.
You're Jenna?
Jenna.
Cup of warm soup.
And my dog friend, what was your name? I'm Hercule.
your lips are a little cold, so it's kind of hard to say it right now.
Well, no, I just don't want to screw it up. I am Tahir Ihsan Ibn Adnan.
I am Ibn Montoya. You killed my father.
Tahir, then. Lovely.
No, Tahir Ihsan Ibn Imad.
Now, you realize...
That's quite a mouthful, you know.
With my attention span, I will never remember that. I will just call you that guy.
Short person.
Wait for him to go in.
Lovely.
Suddenly you have an urge from across the wall. Anywho.
What's that?
Suddenly you have an urge from across the wall. Oh, sorry, that's just me.
Yeah. I'll sit back down on the very comfy sofa and continue looking through the rule book. Let's see what things we have to abide by here. Lovely.
More soup.
I got your tail.
So are you?
No. Thank you.
What'd you do to your face?
Rather nice. You made food for
it's
us.
It's warm, that's what you can say.
Shivering person with really long name. What a soup for you. I'll give it to your turtle.
It sits there and kind of looks at it.
You see her lip?
Uh-oh.
It's bloody. Mishka. Look up here.
Huh. I don't know what happened.
It's not quite like Mom used to make.
Oh, you'll just have to try harder next time, won't you? Yes. It is quite warm, thank you. Filling.
I give the soup to your turtle. The turtle used soup.
Yeah, the turtle's just kind of looking at me like...
I don't know if turtles really eat soup.
Pull a sprig of lettuce out. And to him, pick up the cup of soup.
Lettuce. My rabbit would want some lettuce. Is there lettuce in the kitchen?
Mm-hmm. And he walks over and quickly jumps on it.
Come on out, Herbert. Take the weasel out.
He goes,
have a cup for him.
He kind of looks over at the drill.
This is Herbert. There you go, Herbert. Good boy.
your familiar seems to be looking hungrily at the turtle. And the turtle
Herbert, no.
Looks back at you like,
no. Remember what happened last time?
I wasn't special.
Shiver.
That's right. Oh, well, thank you very much. Very kind of you.
How did you get that?
In my studies, of course.
I was not special enough to get a Herbert. But I can do fun things.
That's wonderful. Yes. Do you specialize, or
you could say that. Let's. Things might not always be what they seem.
So yes. Since we're all here, what brought us all here? Why are we? Why are you all here? I mean, I'm following the footsteps of my wonderful father. It's quite lovely to be here.
Well, about the time I was raiding, looking through the belongings, taking stock of the house of one of the guys in our street, who happened to be a wizard. Used to teach here.
Mm-hmm.
And I fooled him into thinking I was someone else. And took half of his stuff. I mean, borrowed half of his stuff. And he thought I was really good and smart, so he told me that I should come here, and he got me in.
Oh, that was lovely of him. Interestingly, I suppose. Yes. And what about you, dear?
Got bored.
You got bored and just decided to come here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Had the money.
Oh, you had the money? Yeah, yes. It's not necessarily cheap to come here. Yes. Oh, I already know that. Of course, I have the right to do this.
You have money?
Well, I am from Runmore, of course. Mm-hmm. Very, very well off family, of course, yes. You probably do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, lovely. And...
I'll
write it in.
No, no.
Fuck you.
Fuck you all.
Yes,
you guys are all heroes on your own.
What about our foreign friend, Tahi?
He can't stealth to sneak off to his room and go through his things.
Well, that's contested by their notice.
What notice? Fighters don't get notice.
I've been beaten on, I can't tell from where.
Wait, I think I just failed my spot check. I don't see anything. Exactly.
I got a 20.
Right here.
Notice check?
Wait, I think I just failed a listen check as well.
10.
What is listen?
Slink off into his room.
What's the spot?
Notice. It's based off of listen.
Did I see him with a 20?
No. You will not see him. However, if he makes too much noise in what he does, you will hear him instead.
22.
I got a 26.
Jesus Christ.
So you're on the same level as him, on Becca. So if he makes too much noise, depending on what he does... Yeah, you were looking at him.
So yes, what brings you here, my foreign friend?
I am being dragged in my father's footsteps.
Being dragged in your father's footsteps? Do you not want to be here, sir?
Do I look like a magician to you?
Well, magicians come in all shapes and sizes. I don't know if that's customary of your people. No offense, of course.
I'm pretty sure that chainmail armor and a sword is not customary for wizards anywhere.
But I wasn't trying to be rude there, so...
It's okay. And just... You're a little disgruntled. It's cold. The temperature is never supposed to be this low. Ever. Period.
Have some more of this lovely soup, yes. It won't be unpleasant.
Nathan, your homeland is literally basically like 60 to 70 degrees all year round. The only difference is sometimes it's wet, sometimes it's not.
I would like to, from his room, I would like to take whatever sort of robe, blanket, warm thing I can wrap myself in and completely wrap myself in them and walk back out and sit back down on the couch.
You guys will notice a cocoon walk out with a pair of legs underneath it.
Nice robe. It's very warm.
You know, it's very rude to go to someone else's room without asking.
Oh, that was your room?
Yes, that was my room.
Oh, sorry. I got
confused. Ask permission for such things.
I was curious.
You know what curiosity does?
Kills the cat?
Yes.
But I'm a halfling.
And you're about the size of some cat.
I'm quicker than a cat.
One would hope so.
We can put that statement to the test if you'd like.
At this point, the zombie walks back through.
Oh, the wall's glowing again! I shed the rope and go to the wall.
I'd like to do such
a thing. The blanket is now
back where you found them. Little He's monkey. I'll go take my robe into my bedroom again. And I'll shut the door.
Here.
Oh,
you can open it whenever you want.
Oh, lovely.
You must be careful with those things. They're very expensive silk.
They were warm. And very soft.
They better be for what we put my yes, I do believe he wants us to follow him. After
stretch,
you all
stretch, 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 stretch.
He seems more like the trailblazing type. So please, ladies first. Ladies, go.
You didn't hear me communicating with the.
No, I missed it.
Yeah, zombie went. And he goes.
Lovely. It was a zombie.
He leads you downstairs and
speak well.
There is standing there.
Yes, I do.
It's obviously a Nyepian elf, the tall, gaunt, you know, like pale skin. Black-haired elf, and he sits down and goes, yes, it seems to be your turn to be able to go through the quote-unquote...
What kind of elf is he?
Nyepian. It is your turn to be able to test your skills.
Nyepian? What the hell are you?
I'm an elf.
Don't look like any of the elves I have ever seen.
And the elves you have seen are degenerate.
I like him.
Did you just call him a degenerate mutant?
He's a human. And yes, he is a degenerate offspring of the true elder race. Please, if you'll come through this doorway.
You first.
I'm unable to enter.
Why?
You'll notice the fact that he has the light purple rose of yore.
Why?
I'm an illusionist. I'm here to maintain the illusion of the combat that you are about to partake in.
Oh. Well.
One thing that you'll need to quickly learn is the fact that combat happens despite the fact that we may just seem to dislike it. Yes. We usually have to rely on our thick meat heads to be able to carry us through.
Guards don't like it when you go perusing through people's belongings.
Yes. No, I wouldn't think so.
It seems to be a racial hindrance that your people have.
I can't help it. I want to know.
It's all right. You probably have a chemical imbalance.
Yeah.
Please, I'm step on through.
That's fairly obvious, old bean.
I go through the door.
Hey.
Yeah, you notice a particular sneer when you walk towards the door.
Well, lovely. After you, my good man.
I'll walk through the door carefully.
And I will follow.
Follow the yellow brick room.
Follow the yellow brick road.
You guys step through and you get this odd feeling of kind of this washing over you. And you guys are now...
It's like when I got thrown out of the tower into the moat. I mean... Yeah.
Another reason why I love Warhammer Fantasy.
Lots and lots of goblins.
Yeah, and the fact of it, my minis have dual purpose. Instead of them
These guys came out really good, didn't they?
They are supposed to have that light look of yellow underneath because the fluff for my goblins is that they used to be from the they were the goblins from the Battle of Skull Pass. Mm-hmm. However, they got tired of getting their ass kicked by dwarves, so they left.
Oh my.
Okay.
It's crowded in here.
This is worse than the time when I raided visited the castle and the guards
didn't like it. At this point, we need to have an initiative check as you've stepped into...
Hell yeah!
Obviously a hostile cave with goblins in it. And an orb.
What a fucking waste of 20.
No, you're welcome to go in front of me.
Oh, lovely. I step to go, oh, yeah. Because I go on a 4. Oh,
all right. Yeah. Miguel goes on.
12.
Well,
actually,
Ethan goes on the perfect number. Nathan goes on some unhumanly high number.
27.
I'm sorry, not a 4. I go on a 6. I'm an idiot. Okay. I can't add today.
It's okay. Math is not part of D&D.
No. Of course not.
That's why I got calculated.
16. Fabulous. The goblins, who of course are, in said dark rows of pointy sticks. Goblins with their
fangs.
It's okay, I've got a huge stack of dice.
Sweet
guy. 3 it is!
What's that?
He goes, the goblins go on a fantastic 1. 3 it is!
And the orc goes on a fantastic 6.
Oh.
As you can hear this lovely faint voice in all of your heads, you must learn to work together, otherwise you will die horribly. Stumble around for a second, stumble, and it kicks you in the shin and falls.
Look over at the other one. Wash the blood off.
You heard,
yeah, I did like 11 points of damage to that guy, too.
Yes. How did that poor little guy do?
I cut him from shoulder to hip. He went,
back up!
Little legs went.
Twitch.
Yeah. You guys are like,
remind me not to make him angry. Ever.
We'll try to stab you one more time.
Stabby.
And if this doesn't work, we're moving a different direction.
I do not like that. Reroll that dice.
Roll that dice.
If she gets another 6, I mean, that's a 666, number of the beast.
It is defined by the fates that you will get a six.
That's awesome. 666. That's great.
Okay, it is defined that you
suddenly
will get
a pit fiend. A pit fiend is summoned in the middle of the room.
Damn it.
Oh dear, not again.
And here the illusionist goes, oh, that wasn't supposed to happen.
Suddenly the door out disappears.
Sorry, you're lost. Well, this was a fun game.
Okay, go.
Bugger.
Okay,
she's like,
Next time I'm throwing the damn thing at him.
With a dexterity of 10, I wouldn't.
Don't worry, I'm not going to hit you.
You might.
All right. I will flip from my robe aside. Stick my arm out, and there's a little hand crossbow there. I'm going to shoot at the orc.
My only other...
No, I take it back. I'm going to shoot at the guys with the bows in the back.
Okay.
My only other spell I have for level one today is...
Emphasis on shoot at with an 11.
Shocking grasp.
And it kind of goes, and ducks out of the way.
All right, then.
He's a little hat fall.
Smashing!
That was Michael down to Ethan.
I'm going to finish Dire Spider. Fiendish, monstrous spider, small size. Go, spider!
Where did I throw that goblin? Here he is. Where?
Right in front of the orc.
Damn!
Shillelagh. And it's going to try to bite him.
Good fold? Yes, definitely.
13.
13. You actually chink off of his armor.
Is it metal armor?
Yes.
My only other spell for the day.
He kind of looks down, growls at it. 21. 11 points of damage.
Okay.
And he steps forward.
No, I don't like him.
Wangfell?
Goblins. You get an attack of opportunity.
Because he's trying to run away?
Oh, hell yes.
He's like, oh my god, he cut Bob in half!
I don't want to die!
What is that, a 13?
Yep.
18.
Yeah, you hit the poor bugger.
He's like, I don't want to die! Take it in the back. I'm just like, he goes to run away. I'm just like, coward.
And then he does the. He spends the rest of the round just going.
And then he goes.
The next round. Then we'll have one poke at Becca.
Suddenly,
go duck.
And the two remaining fires a bow here, fires a bow here. Stonk.
Oh.
Motherfucker, are you out of your damn mind?
You're out of your goddamn mind.
Uno.
1 point of damage as it kind of nicks your ear.
Ew. Couple inches over to the left, that would have been an eye socket.
That was the bottom of the round, top of the round.
Give my free five.
That's the only disadvantage of Warhammer Beasts.
Hi.
I got big weapon.
Shocking Grasp, which is my only other level one spell.
Okay, give me a touch attack.
Which is just my base attack bonus, right? Or is my strength?
It's your base attack and your strength. It's basically, you make a melee attack.
If he's wearing metal armor, I get a +3 bonus on attack rolls if the opponent is wearing armor, metal armor, or is made out of metal, or carrying a lot of metal, or the like.
So you get a +3 to hit him.
So I've got a +8 to hit him.
Okay, Nathan, you need a 10.
Watch me roll a 2.
Hey, that's my luck.
Close, a 5.
So I got a 15.
That'll still hit him.
That'll still touch him. Okay.
D6.
Yep. Zork.
One.
And he goes, ow!
Hey!
Jerk, what'd you do? Walk across the rug?
I think I've seen static electricity with more open than that.
I did this when I went over there. I was like,
Becca, your turn.
I'm out of level one spells.
I'm using my only other level one spell, which is Magic Missile.
Okay.
On this guy.
Oh, on that guy.
Yes.
Okay.
He looks big and scary.
Go ahead and give me a concentration check, actually.
Con, it would help if I wrote down.
There you go. You're fine. Okay. Go ahead and roll your Magic Missile. What does your Magic Missile look like?
It is actually a white ball. Glowy. Not just like a you know, a ping pong ball, but it's glowy.
Like a pulsating like will-o-wisp.
Yeah.
Awesome.
He goes,
it's a D4 plus one.
Okay. Five.
Ooh. He goes, looks at the little white dander falling down and kind of looks at you and goes,
sorry, don't understand you.
No speaking the orc language.
You hear, HUNKER!
Well, that wasn't very nice. He just referred to you as a prostitute.
What?
He did.
Am I naked?
No, you are not. You are very clothed. You are very well clothed. No. Oh, that was very rude, I say, in orcish.
Oh, not another twit! Why do I always die to the twits?
What were you calling a twit, you twat? That's right. That's right. I knew how to swear in orcish. I had an orcish butler.
You, as soon as I get through your friends.
Oh, I'm shaking over here in my boots.
Yeah, me? Back there. Come here.
That's right, I'm safe over here.
If I'm trying to figure out the cone, the casting cone
you
on
will
the 50-foot radius.
Anything
okay, so
cast.
Basically, if you're casting a diagonal, it goes 1, 2, 3.
What if I'm casting straight ahead of me?
1, 3, 5, I think. No, 1...
Yeah, 1, 3, 5.
Yeah, 1, 3, 5.
Then I would like to move there.
Okay.
And I'm casting Color Spray again.
Where?
That way.
Diagonal? Oh.
Okay. 1, 3, 5, like that?
Mm-hmm.
You'll just hit the goblin.
No, isn't it three in front of me?
No, it starts out as one.
Oh.
It's a cone.
Crap.
But if you go 1, 2, 3, you'll get the boss and that guy.
Okay, that's what I'll do then.
Okay. Boss, with his fantastic will, it's a 3. Goblin behind him, it's a 14.
This is DC.
Okay. He has 2 hit die, so what happens to him?
2 hit die or less is the same thing as the other guy's, like, stunned. It's, like, hang on, I'll look it up and you can roll. Color spray. Okay, 2 hit dice or less. The creature is unconscious, blinded, and stunned for 2d4 rounds. Then blinded and stunned for 1d4 rounds, and stunned for 1 round.
You hear him go... Okay. But the boss just kind of sits in and kind of blinks a few times, and then it kind of falls over.
That's the whole... Did you ever see the episode of Futurama when Fry finds out he has millions of dollars in his bank? He goes, starts one with the mouth.
Ethan.
Alrighty. We're going to go ahead and summon a nice
celestial badger on top of him.
Get a draw!
Do a full attack or just a standard attack?
A full attack. It gets to appear as though it's been there the entire time.
All right. Well, that's a 25 to hit.
Yes, you definitely hit.
That's the first claw. That's a nat 20 on the second claw.
Ouch.
And a miss on the bite.
Okay.
But it hits with 2 claw attacks.
Which are like a d4 each, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's a. It's, this is only a small badger, so.
D3?
Nope, it's a D2. But it has bonuses because of my augment summoning, so it's at a. Okay. So, 3 points of damage on the first attack, and 3 points of damage on
the
second
one. Wait, you have to roll a double. The second one was critical. Right. So roll.
Do we? Are, do you make us confirm?
No, I do not make it confirm. You just roll two different dice.
Okay, and then
another 3 points.
Another 3 points.
So okay, nine so a total points. Of nine. Combined with the ball of light magic missile, there's this nice kind of meter on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Now a celestial, bye-bye. The celestial badger is like.
attack of opportunity as the goblin goes. Oh my dear lord!
Is it normally drip like that?
Yes.
And Becca me? And you. And you.
Woohoo! And the badger.
Me? Woo-hoo.
And the badger.
I wasn't close enough to get an attack of opportunity.
It was right here.
Oh.
I got a 16.
He got a mighty 10. So no.
Finally, when he turns.
I got an 18.
Okay, so both of you have two. Stab him in the back. Go ahead and roll.
Oh.
6 points of damage.
Do we add one?
Hmm? Add your strength modifier.
So no. I couldn't remember how that worked. I haven't done it in a while. One.
Okay.
Ah! Let us out of the illusion! Ah, my dear lord!
They run like hell. You'll actually get an attack of opportunity as both of them run past you.
What the hell were you doing in the back?
Nothing. Crap.
That would be a mighty 18 to hit.
You hit the goblin.
Excellent!
What do I have?
A fist.
No, I have my quarter staff, so it's actually a whole d6 minus 1. So 3 points of damage.
It's kind of a close one. Laser runs by. Whack! Whack!
Son. The other one steps on him and keeps running.
It's a really good show.
And then the back area just kind of glows this yellow as the portal reopens.
I was smashing the jaw. You're quite all right, old bean.
Walk out of this.
It hurt. Oh, I know. It's absolutely
from here to here. It hurt.
We'll get you all fixed up, yes. And I must say, very flashy moves there.
So he had some fancy underpants.
You stole his underpants?
I was curious what he was wearing under the armor.
You are not allowed in my room.
You're very strange. I think I like you though. Come on, come on. And good show, all of us. Good show. Yes. Ha ha. The badger will disappear.
I like
sit there and do my fingers.
I like the badger.
This badger works much better than the others.
Static shock always blackens my fingers. They're actually blackened.
And like the little tip is numb.
I need a different weapon. This one sucks. You guys want a dagger?
No.
I've got a short sword.
I'm not very fan of those, the sharp objects. You can cut yourself with those. They're quite horrible. No. I'm good. Thank you. Yes. Dangerous enough carrying a crossbow around, you know.
I have one right here.
It's very nice, yes, I noticed that.
You guys step out into the hallway. You, of course, expecting this illusion and damage to fade away, are surprised when it remains. Because, congratulations, you survived your first battle. You're not quite as incompetent as I had first imagined.
Can I get a band-aid?
That should heal up nicely while you're attending classes.
Yeah. We have, like, a school nurse.
Yes. Are you unconscious?
I could pretend.
Then I'm afraid you're not in critical enough condition. Please, we have more students admitted for unconsciousness and failed experiments than for that minor damage.
Minor?
It could get infected. It was quite ugly.
This place is more sanitary than a chapel full of nuns.
I knew some nuns once.
Did you know them, or did you know them?
We don't talk about it.
You are welcome to return to your tower.
Yep, smashing good.
It hurts a little.
Oh, sorry, old bean.
It's more like...
Sorry, old bean.
Slap on the back, I fall forward.
I pull out some bandages, like tied around my arm.
Yeah.
Actually, I pulled off a little bit and go, break out the first aid kit and start to. It's like.
Are we walking past. Are we being escorted back to our rooms?
This is when we get
back to the room. By the zombie.
When we get back to the room, I actually stitch the cut shut, and he's like looking at it.
Zombie person.
He starts stitching himself up. I just faint. I go, oh yeah, thumbs.
I'm not dragging him.
This is back in the room.
I can't drag.
Oh. This is back in the room.
Are there any healing potions, zombie person? I'll follow you.
After about 5 minutes,
Weasel comes out, pokes me a little bit.
Wrap my arm up with a bandage. I'm still working on it when he wakes you up. Thank God for that flask.
I know.
You walk. You step in the bath. It mix some salts together, water, and it's just the right temperature.
Oh.
Yes. By this point, I'm wrapping the band. Oh, my arm.
Lovely. Yes, that was very.
You guys got a try bathtub.
Oh yes, that sounds lovely. Nice bath.
Your own bathtubs.
No. No,
I wasn't saying that. That was not good going.
It seems like we have to be very specific with you. Not my bathtub either. Oh, yeah. Are you quite all right there?
I'm done. It only hurts for a little while.
Oh, lovely.
I disagree.
Oh, nay.
Here, let me look.
Oh, I think I'll just go into my room for a while for that. Thank you.
Is it actually a puncture wound? It was a mixed spike.
It's a morning star.
How deep are the wounds?
Relatively.
It took half of my life.
Nathan, it's a spike about this big, because that's about all more star. But imagine that spike in less than a 3 foot tall person.
A child.
Oh, let's see here.
Yes, I'll scamper off in my room and shut the door. The sight of blood is just quite precious.
14.
14? You'll do your best, but...
I'll make some poultices and stuff. You gotta put something in that wound or it's gonna get infected.
So I mean, it's just... You're not used... although you're near combat, you're usually not the medic. You're usually the one getting worked on.
Yeah, I know how to fix myself.
It's like... See, I know when I poke this hole, it hurts, but... It seems whenever you get near his wound, he twitches.
Don't be such a baby and make the poultice look at the right size. And I go grab him by the head so he can't move and go put it in.
I'm only 32 pounds with a strength of -1. I'm not going anywhere.
You're stronger than me.
This is going to hurt, is what I say as I push it into the hole.
I exaggerate screaming.
I shut the bathroom door.
There's a crashing sound from inside my room.
Did you just pass out again?
I burst open the door, wanted at the ready, going, "What demon is attacking?"
He sees the wound.
And then I pass out.
With the pole sticking out of it. Okay. Take some bandages and carefully bandage it down. We need to leave that poultice in there overnight. You cannot bathe this wound until tomorrow. Tomorrow we will stitch it shut, but you need the poultice in there to disinfect.
I can wait till tomorrow.
We need the poultice in there to disinfect the wound, otherwise you will get an infection, you will have a fever, and more than likely you will go into the shakes and die. So.
I don't have that option.
Bandage it up nice and tight. Rest and relaxation is what you need for the evening.
Crawl back into my room.
So, my suggestion would be to start studying for class.
What a horrible place.
Study for class.
Well, as you're sitting there, nice lounging in your bath, going, and suddenly some perfumes enter the room. You're like, and the lights dim to just...
I'm an orgasm.
I go get in the bath.
I was like, I want to have a bath.
It's just
having
the right temperature. You can smell the perfume, and you're just like... And you're sitting there holding the book, and the page turns for you when you're done reading it.
Oh, lovely. That's very nice. Yes, yes.
You're sitting there in the main room going, what the hell is with you?
Bath is something you only do when you need to.
When suddenly, all of you know, you're not quite sure how, but there's someone at your door.
Oh, yeah.
I'll get it.
We have company?
Put some clothes on.
In walking in, that's kind of how they walk in, and if they're not wanted, they're expulsed. staying there is this, well, 6'10", almost 7 foot tall, black Anubian who looks like he could probably, well, it looks like he could probably crush your head.
What's Anubian?
Anubian is an African American Egyptian.
They're supposed to say, shut the fuck up!
Motherfucker, I kill you!
And you see him wearing the staunch black and white robes of a necromancer. And standing way below him, next to him, is a kobold in a blue outfit with a little staff with a little lantern.
How tall is the kobold?
Kobold is 2'8".
Yes! You're taller than someone!
And he looks at you and he bows, like... You've never seen a man that tall, but you kind of have to step backwards, otherwise he might headbutt you. Looks at you and goes, and he looks at you and begins speaking in Syriac quite fluently.
Oh, that's happy.
Greetings. My name is Kankunas Maya.
I am Tahir Isam Ibn Imad.
Oh, I've not heard of him.
Ibn Rashid, Ibn
Imad. Yeah.
Ibn.
No, Eben means son of.
Eben.
Eben.
I assume that you too.
From Blucher.
New initiate.
Yes.
Me and my friend.
And he points down and he. Well, Cabal kind of looks up like he doesn't quite understand, but he's got this big goofy smile that almost looks like a carnivore.
At this point, I come kind of. Creeping out of my room, like, oh, and I see the kobold, and then I completely forget that I'm even hurt. Like, I just full tilt run across the room and come to a screeching halt right for the kobold. Like, what are you?
I am a dragon descendant.
Why are you so short?
Well, you're like.
I'm not short. I'm the perfect size.
I'm short.
I never encountered a tunnel I couldn't enter.
You're shorter.
Okay.
Well, it's not polite to bring up people's disparities in height.
Yes, you hear the...
Oh, hi!
You're like...
Oh, how do you fit in the room? When you hear the name Kankoros Meyer, in your tongue it translates to son of pestilence.
I know what it translates into.
You're like,
huh. Oh, I know exactly. I was like, what a pleasure to meet you.
Do you mind if we sit with you?
Please.
I'm making myself decent and now becoming out here, Jordan.
Me too.
The towel walk.
It takes a long time.
The towel floats up. And goes,
ooh. Oh, hey, that's not a frisky.
If that does that to me, I'm gonna scream.
Oh, you'll scream.
Ah, I see. She is getting used to the amenities.
From my room, here's a ooh.
and then as you're sitting there, you can feel your hair begin being braided.
Well, that's nice.
I don't want my hair braided.
I'm going to sit immediately beside the kobold and recount to him the entire story of our battle and the orc and how I
died. He looks at me and goes, oh, wow, we survived? We died.
If you died, how did you...
It's an illusion.
This wasn't very illusion. I pull the bandage off. It wasn't very illusionary. It kind of hurt.
It makes me kind of hungry. Back up.
Cover the band back up. Close the cloak.
Burlick, not now.
I'm sure we have some food around here somewhere.
I could make some soup for you.
What's in it?
It's Mama's recipe? Oh, I might find some of that. Go scrounging through the cabins and find the closest thing to beetle.
There is a beetle sitting in the cabin.
Sup?
Okay.
Yo.
Chink. In the pot, you go.
Sounds like a lobster.
Apparently, beetles are really good to cook.
Yeah, that's certain a 20, are. 22 on cooking for a beetle casserole, I guess.
That actually smells really good.
Even goes, well, there are enough strange cultures here that I'm willing to try it.
Me too.
I bring the beetle out with the casserole like in the shell. And
on the table.
You'll walk. You two will walk out. You know your hair's all nicely gray. You've even been perfumed, and your fingers have even been groomed. They're that nice.
Yes, I know. Is it wonderful?
Let me see your cut.
My cut?
Yeah, you got.
You
cut.
Notice
where
the fact
did I get cut?
It's like right shoulder. On your shoulder.
Okay.
And you notice the fact that it's clean.
It's good. Just, you need to put some bandage on it. Here, put this poultice on it as well.
Oh, we have down. We have visitors.
Yes, you can see the towering black man in the kobold sitting next to him.
My large one and a small one. They have another small one, old people.
I know.
No offense, probably. Hello.
None taken. You are far less offensive than some of the elves I have met here.
Oh, yes. I've been privy to meeting some elves now and again. They are quite interesting.
Offensive, I think, is a little bit more accurate with the term on that.
Worthy mistake,
says the kobold.
My father said something similar once, but I promised I would never repeat it. For my mother's sake.
Have some beetle.
Have some what?
Have some beetle. I made it myself.
You made a beetle?
Well,
I do believe I would pass.
I killed the beetle.
It's beetle
and
casserole.
And made a casserole out of it.
That sounds absolutely good. Disgusting.
It smells good. I'm going to try a piece.
Thank you.
Tasty.
I'm not really hungry now, thank you.
Kind of spiced tomato mixed with garlic flavor.
Oh. Oh, you've got to try this.
Yes.
Don't look at it. Just here. Turn around.
Don't look at it, he says.
I put a little bit on the plate. Turn around. Turn around.
Oh, God, he's going to hurt me.
He heard me earlier.
Okay. Once you turn around, I hand you the plate. Don't look behind you. Just take a bite. Don't think about it.
But it's purple.
It's wiggling.
It's not wiggling. You're making it wiggle. Pop it in your mouth. Go ahead.
Go ahead and give me a D20 roll.
4.
As far as you're concerned, it's moving in your mouth.
It's wiggling! No, that's still cooking. No, not hungry. Thank you. No.
Oh. That's more for me. Do you want to try that?
I
go over to the wash basin or wherever we have like some water. I'm like, oh, no.
You notice the fact that she's already like on her third plate.
Damn, you dwarves are quick.
Yes, we are.
The nice thing about being from the dwarves, never shows. I hate from dwarves.
I think I'll have another helping of that. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was tasty.
This is the first time for everything.
Well,
he's just looking at it and it's like, oh my god, what's wrong with you heathens?
Yeah, I have the color sort of drains from my cheeks a little bit.
One of the things that it took us a second to notice is if you walk up to the wall where the portal is, it lights up for you.
Oh.
He just apparently does not have
No. That's perfectly all right.
It's not stitched yet. We can't stitch it until the poultice cleans the wound.
Oh. Would you like to see my wound?
No. I think I'll be fine. Thank you.
May I see?
Oh, God.
Yes. See? We were fighting the organ from here to here. It's a sharp morning star.
Yes. Why are you not letting it get infected?
Because then it would hurt
what
more.
What did you say? Why would he let it get it infected?
That strengthens the body.
Strengthens the body? It also could kill you.
A minor infection would indeed strengthen his
cover
body.
That
but
up,
unfortunately, due to the size of the wound.
Oh, isn't it great?
There's no guarantee he would only have a minor infection.
Horrible.
So,
horrible.
Rather than offset the fact that he could possibly die
from trying
to disinfect it.
And we will smoke it again.
You're right. If he did die, he would not be a very useful zombie.
However,
will inevitably get infected. They always do. So, that which does not kill me tends to leave scars.
That's an interesting way to look at it. I try not to be... I try to avoid the attempted murder.
Pointing to the two tall people.
Yeah, the people who are standing a good 2 to 3 feet.
Why does he wear chainmail?
I don't know.
I can answer that.
Are they sitting down yet?
Probably.
Okay.
I can answer that question why I'm wearing chainmail.
I know. Would anyone like some tea? I can make tea.
Sure.
Yes.
I will make some tea for us, yes, of course.
Before my father requested that I come here as his dying wish, I was captain of the city guard in Talosha.
And so I wear chainmail because I am accustomed to wearing chainmail. I am not accustomed to casting spells. I am accustomed to defending myself with metal and hides.
You should add some of this.
Making tea at the shelf.
What is this? I don't know, but it was in the cabinet.
No.
I think I know how to make tea.
What happened to the rest of the tribes?
If you want to add some to yours, you're more than welcome to.
On the fair side, we burned their city down.
Well, I guess that would be retribution then, wouldn't it?
Here you are, some nice tea.
But still, you know,
he takes
we can have more later.
Takes some dust and sprinkles it in there.
I don't know what it is.
Bomb number two.
Would you like some?
What is it?
Sugar.
No, I should probably refrain on that one.
Sugar is tasty.
I seem to recall having had a taste of that in training, and I spent two weeks in a fever. So
we had some
I should really keep away from that. I might have an allergic reaction to it, and I can't miss the first two weeks of class. He's a little fruity. But thank you.
I wouldn't say that to his face. We saw him today.
What'd you say?
He goes, you know what would make this better? So we had some fruitcake.
I did not say fruitcake. I said it would make this better if we had some cakes.
Oh.
Just in general cakes.
We have some cakes.
Ooh, we do have cakes? Ooh. Yeah. I've not seen any cakes.
Rice cakes, here.
Opens up the door and there's cakes.
Oh, lovely. This is I like our room, Miss Pike. We just stay here forever.
Be
anything
careful.
You ask for
first
you?
Students tend to put on a few extra pounds.
And it always goes to your boobs.
I'm afraid I have not had that experience.
Nor have I.
I would be surprised if it happened to me as well, yes.
Happened to me once.
Can I keep track to know when it's going to yours?
Excuse me?
You just asked a dwarf if you could touch her breasts? Do you want that wound on your chest to be larger?
Shovel.
We all step away from you.
No, poke!
I get the eyes.
I get the eyes.
Watch your buddy hops over.
Attack.
Walks up your leg, ooh. Cuddles it.
No.
Fluffy rat.
Right.
It's a killer. Look at the bones.
And it's like, oh, he's dying.
Give me my rabbit back.
I can't make slippers.
Give me my rabbit.
He's gonna make slippers out of you.
That's horrifying.
Your hand is
out. You could probably make slippers out of that for you, not for me.
Do you see? He wants to make slippers out of you.
He's not dying.
No, he's not.
Like that man
that is very rude. Not to wipe your hands on other people. We have rags for that. It's right over there.
Well, I'm afraid we must be going, for we will be. We need our studies.
Yes. You need some lessons in magics, I do say.
Well, I wish you... He does the... I wish about you farewell.
Honors to your houses.
You all look tasty.
Jolly good, jolly... What did he mean by that? We look tasty.
That is a common kobold.
My boo-boo.
That is a kobold greeting.
That is a common
you
kobold.
Look tasty as well! Lovely.
The portal faces out.
Yeah, they were very nice. Mm-hmm.
He liked the beetle too.
There's another ping at the door.
Yes. Beetle, yes.
Yes.
In walks a a gnome. Once again, clad in black robes. Yeah. And he looks at you. He's got these red rings around his eyes, and he's just like, "Do you wish to have a zombie servant?"
Zombies at it?
For what?
One would think that would get rather odorous, you know?
Heavy carrying.
That is true. But I haven't been quite fond of decaying things.
I think my roommates wish to decline. I do apologize.
Unsanitary. Now, if you get us a nice orc.
They're fresh.
Oh, how sickening, yes. Necromancy.
I'm afraid we must decline, but thank you for the honor.
Yes, it's very kind of you, but you, necromancy.
I'll do my best.
That's all the allure of such things.
I'll do my best zombie impression.
That's quite good. Maybe the zombie just no stinking. He's the old being, yes.
More tea.
I'm not going to roleplay out the entire first day of class, but imagine the first day of, you know, shockingly...
Everything happens faster in a montage.
In a montage.
In a motherfucking montage.
Since all of you are specialists, you will spend at least 2 or 3 hours in your chosen vocation. However, you will get an experience with everything, including necromancy, and you find that the creepy gnome is actually your professor.
Oh, dear. How horrifying.
How tall is... I want to keep tally on people who are about anywhere between my height to a foot taller than I am.
That's usually the gnomes and halflings. There seems to be only the kobold here.
Right, right. But anyone of status that seems to be about that.
The professor of necromancy and the professor of illusion is also a gnome.
Okay. I would like to take particular note of those two individuals and kind of, throughout the course of events, kind of study and... Mm-hmm. Get an idea of how they act and speak for future reference.
Imagine a small dog, big dog case. The big, burly, you know, Anubian necromancy professor speaks very softly and is very gentle. However, the short gnomes tend to be a little more psychotic because they're trying to convince everyone else that they're scary.
Yeah, everyone's just frightened of the Anubian on general principle. He's almost 7 foot tall. Everyone goes, oh my god! Huge.
Well, you guys are sitting there. It's been a long day. I mean, imagine the first day of college, sitting there, kind of doing the "Oh my dear Lord." Except, imagine college that goes from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Look, what I learned today. I'm going to cast the disguise self spell, and I'm going to look exactly like that the dwarf necromancer professor, and do my best impression.
When the body dies, you have to cast the spell soon, otherwise they stink quick.
That's lovely. Good one, old bean.
I don't think that's very proper to insult our professors.
No. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Precisely, old man.
That's what my illusion instructor told me.
There you are.
Speaking of which,
all in good fun, no harm done.
Let me rephrase that statement. It is not a good idea to make fun of people who can kill you and bring you back to serve them out of the dead body.
Good point.
Can't really argue with that logic, really. He's not here.
Exactly.
With as much magic that's in use here, do you honestly think if they didn't want to listen in on what we're saying, they wouldn't be?
The point is that they need to want to listen in to us. So far, we haven't really done anything to make them want to listen to us. I hope not. Oh, hello.
Standing there is this human. He's standing there looking at you kind of awkwardly, as though he wasn't expecting anyone to be in here. And you know, he's got a rucksack and a pair of knives.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
I don't think we want you in our room.
Why are you in our room?
Bot check to see if there's anything particularly unusual or noteworthy that...
Sure.
Spot. That's one of the consolidated skills. So notice. 18.
He's wearing this strange amulet. I mean, it looks like just a simple stone amulet with an arcane rune on it.
Ooh. I like that. What is it? I run right up to him. What is it?
Oh, that's not right.
Yes.
That hits.
How many would he have healed from two. Sleeping?
You would have healed 4.
Because of the heal check, so.
Yes. Okay, at this point, I think people are probably going to react to your roommate being stabbed. Although sometimes that's the feeling you generally want.
But usually you want to be the one doing it.
Evil bastard.
You could say that.
Michael.
That is a 23.
Ethan?
8.
Once again, you're surprised. Nathan?
22.
Sexy. Becca?
11.
11. Once again, surprised.
That's very nice. Well, Michael, you seem to react first with the dagger currently sticking out of your chest, which reminds me, you need to give me a fortitude save.
Oh.
It's poisoned.
9.
You lose 1 con. And he says something in a tongue that I'm pretty sure none of you understand.
What language?
Tongan.
Nope.
Yeah. I have no idea.
Is my hand still on his necklace thing?
Yeah, probably.
I would like to attempt to pluck it off of him.
That will be a strength check.
Okay, in that case I would like to sever the cord with my dagger.
Okay, then you're looking for it to hit a tiny object, which is a ACL 12. Because he's not just going to stand there and let you go.
Right. So is it 12 plus whatever he has? Or
no, just 12. 12. Just 12. Okay. I'm just trying to sever it. Michael?
I'm going to stop rolling this dice.
You kind of do the... as your chest burns. As you can feel it spreading through your chest. Nathan! Once again, being quicker to react to people randomly trying to kill you.
I'll move forward and attack him.
Okay, yep, you're there, there. Okay.
Fucking book. 1. I miss.
Okay. Now we go down to him. Okay. Secondary stab on you. 14 will not hit you.
19.
Right, like, here.
Right here?
Yeah. Doing a total of 7 points of damage, you need to give me 14 seconds. Oh, shit. This makes wearing armor. What the hell?
13.
You lose a point of dex.
Put it under the temple.
He continues saying something in Tongan, going, oh my god, he's like,
Boris, get off!
And then.
Off! Now!
And then he drops the rucksack that was over his shoulder. Becca?
I'm going to grab the nearest thing.
Probably a pot.
Lamp. Pot. And try and hit him with it. Was this anything to my attack bonus or just straight?
Just straight.
Dice.
You should have a total of a +1 at this point.
Base attack bonus.
4! I got a 4!
The boiling water falls out. And then Ethan.
He needs to give me a will save.
Oh, damn it.
Bad fall.
14.
That will pass, never mind.
Top of the round, Michael.
Okay. Rolling a different dice, since that one is not doing any favors for me. I would like to tumble around to the other side of him.
Okay.
And what would I need to do to qualify for a sneak attack?
You would need to be in a flanking position to one of these two, which means you'd have to be there...
There
or there.
Okay, then I'm going to attempt to tumble past over to here.
That's a DC 15. 4 or better.
I hate my dice.
Don't worry, you're just like your brother.
All right, well, with my acrobatics, that's a 12.
You take 3 more points of damage. As you're sitting there, he kind of slices you... slices right along your side.
And he stops there, I'm assuming?
And you stop right there. You still have a standard action?
Yes, I know.
Grumble, 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 grumble.
I don't even know why I'm trying to roll right now. My dice hate me. That is a 16 to hit.
You will indeed actually hit him.
Woohoo! Short sword is the D4. For mighty 2 points of damage.
Okay, he will take that.
And raise it.
He screams, he says something in Tongan as you slice along his hands, like, come on, come on!
Magic missile.
Are you going to step back into it?
Oh, I gotta do a concentration check, don't I?
If you're going to stand there, concentration. But you can free five back, no penalty.
Free five back and shoot his ass then, but I've still got to do the armor check. 92.
You're fine.
Arrow, flame arrows. Does 3 points of damage.
Even! Nost aus!
Dwarf. Halfling. Dwarf. He's sitting there slashing with his daggers. Oh, yeah, your AC's what, a 10?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he actually misses with one blade. For 2 points of damage, you get a slight slash across your chest.
Fortitude save.
Nope. Remember, poisons only happen once.
He used it on both of us.
In your bloodstream and in his. And you've got this nice wound that seems to be good.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem to be slowing me down very much.
Grumble, grumble. Becca! Speaking of grumbling.
Yeah.
Bah.
I'm going to use... I don't exactly know how that works, but... I have a spell memorized called Acid Splash.
Ranged touch.
Ranged touch attack.
So it's a ranged attack, essentially, against his touch AC.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I don't know what my ranged attack bonus would be. Is it dex?
Base attack.
Your base attack plus your dex.
Well, my dex and strength are both zero, so I guess it doesn't really matter.
I would recommend free five and back, so you wouldn't have to make a concentration.
Okay.
Oh, this is
going to suck. Oh, yes! On the wild magic chart.
Okay.
Your dice. Your dice love you like mine do.
Roll a d20.
Which one should I roll?
Well, you just rolled a 1 on that one. I would say roll that again, because odds of rolling it a 1 again are very slim.
You're talking about my wife here.
3! Okay.
Fireball! Boom!
Well, I'm glad someone did this in the first session.
Why?
I have 40.
Ooh, roll a d4, please.
2.
Does anyone have knowledge of planes?
No.
No. I have geography.
Okay, who's that? Get a reflex. And fails. You sit there going, focus on your acid splash, and you fire. And you notice his rune kind of flash really weirdly. And suddenly there's this rift.
What the hell?
And beyond it, you see this frozen, frigid wasteland. With screaming souls trapped inside the ice as he falls into it.
Did he leave his bag?
He did drop his rucksack.
Yeah, he dropped his rucksack last turn. Okay.
I'm so sorry!
It seals up after he falls in it, doesn't
it? Nope, it's there for 2 rounds.
Oh, lovely.
However, let's check our luck. Oh, that's bad. Happened to be standing there is this irritated-looking fellow, short but scraggly beard that seems to be almost razor wire. He's got this meat cleaver and just kind of looks over at you guys. Like, and he says something. Does anyone happen to speak Infernal?
No.
That would be new.
Damnation.
Sorry.
What?
Sorry.
Well then.
That was Becca. Ethan, it's your turn.
Jolly good. I summon the badger on him.
What are you doing?
I go, funk.
On the bearded
devil. On the bearded thing. It's speaking horrible things.
Go ahead and give me your attack, badger. Now remember, it's a celestial badger, and this is an infernal creature.
Yes, I know.
Gets a +1. Hit and damage. It's like,
The
heaven comes down on him.
In the form of a badger.
That's a 12 on the first attack.
Will not hit the bearded devil.
That's a 13 on the second attack.
Not doing much better.
No. And that's a no.
Anywho, off the round, Michael.
How far inside this gaping hole in reality is this guy that attacked
us? He stumbled into it. He's about 10 feet into it, kind of looking around doing it. He says something really loud.
But the bearded devil doesn't see him.
No, the bearded devil sees him.
Okay.
How close is he to the bearded devil?
Oh,
probably way too close for comfort.
The bearded devil's about 10 feet off. He was basically walking by, doing the do-do-do-do-do, and up opens the hole, and out falls a person who's screaming. He's like, He's about 10 feet away from the dude, who's about 10 feet away from the hole, so he's okay. Total 20 feet away.
I would like to run into the hole, attempt to retrieve the amulet,
okay,
and then run out. If that's
a touch attack, because you're trying to grab it.
Yes. Uh, 14 to get the amulet?
You will snatch the amulet off his neck.
And then can I book it back through the
Unfortunately, you do not have move by action.
No, I don't.
So, as of this turn, you're in hand.
And can I stab the guy?
No, that's another action.
Okay.
Nathan. You can begin to hear the screams of the damned in the distance. And it's a hell of a lot colder in here.
Yeah. I'm backing away from the rift. Holy hell!
I don't think holy's the right word!
The badger looks at you.
You hold the rest of your action?
Oh, hell yeah. I don't know what the hell I'm supposed to do. It's a fucking demon.
The dude... Oh, sorry, hold on. Oh, bad for him. Devil walks up. Oh, I think their damage is 2d8 plus 10. Then he looks down at you and says something.
Well, the badger.
The unfortunate, like, the thief seems to have collapsed onto the ground, this bleeding, gaping hole in him.
Well, better than what we would have done, Dawn.
Becca.
Oh my god. What a way to deal with this guy, but holy crap.
any magic thing, any magic spell that requires an attack, if you roll a 1, you roll on the wild magic table. Magic items are a bit more stable. If you roll a 1 to hit, then you have to roll 1 through 5 again.
I'm gonna hold.
Okay. Oh, holy hell. Type of thing.
Oh, holy crap.
Ethan.
I think he's going to kill me.
Oh, mama.
Waiting for the wizards to come, because I'm sure they've got sensors for... Wait a minute. Wild magic.
Oh, stupid novices!
All right, I'm doing this more to try to distract this bearded thing. I'm summoning a fiendish octopus on his face.
Give me the tackle. You will hit it. You will hit it on the face and just kind of sit there going...
The little parrot beak.
Get back here, you stupid little...
Michael, speaking of...
Run!
You run back to the hole.
Let's see, I had 20 movements. The hole was right here,
ink
right?
On
the hole was right here, right?
Yes.
I was 10 feet from the hole. I'm going to run to there.
Okay. Nathan.
I'm going to make sure that the demon doesn't come through the hole before the hole closes. So I'm, like, picking up, like, the chair. Throw it at it if it tries to come through the door.
Its turn. It basically just grabs the octopus and goes...
What about the dire badger? Or the celestial
Oh, yeah,
celestial
dire badger is still there.
Yep. Go for it.
Don't ignore me!
Ignore me, fear the wrath of heaven.
Fear the wrath of heaven.
Miss. That is a...
You're looking for an 18.
Miss. Wait. That is an 18. So.
Then you'll hit.
Woohoo! And bite, the bite, last bite.
Woohoo!
It sinks its teeth in.
As it is to find as a holy creature, it will be able to hurt it.
Yes, that's true. For a mighty 2 points on the 2 points on the claw attack, and
four,
two, 5 points on the bite.
It's like holding onto his leg.
Becca. And actually, it no, I can't. That's the weasel that could do that.
What?
At this point, you see
the weasel that bites it can attach.
Close. And so it was never there.
I'm so getting expelled.
Somehow I don't see that as happening. I'm pretty sure that's not a very uncommon experience here.
That was so cool!
No.
By the way, you
do
need more fortitude save.
Oh, yeah.
Natural 20.
Okay. The poison has run its course.
I go, and you see the black goo go. I went,
13. 13 will succeed on the fortitude save. Did you take into account the fact that you have one lower con?
That doesn't drop below a plus 2.
13 is a plus 1.
Is it?
13 is indeed a plus 1.
Dang it.
Then, no, I did not, so that's 12.
That's fine, the DC is 12. Well.
I sit on one of the sofas and go, oh dear. It's quite a lot of excitement for one day.
I'm going to go take a bath now. Wash off
suddenly,
own blood.
A professor appears.
Oh, yeah.
It's,
hello,
though. Professor of Evocation. He is from Aldorf. He is known as a bright fire. Stolen completely out of the Warhammer Fantasy world.
Mm-hmm.
Bright flaming hair and everything. Sits there and goes, ha!
Hello, though.
You're a little...
There was an intruder. He has been dealt with.
He's...
Colorfully.
He's resting in hell.
We detected a transplanar activity.
Oh, yes?
This is accidental.
That looks painful.
That looks painful.
A gentleman appeared here with knives and that rucksack, in fact, and stabbed my compatriots here, and then she dealt with him thusly, and...
I'm sorry, it's my fault!
No, it's all quite right, it's all quite all right. Thus, he has been dealt with, and no harm is done. Except for my two companions here, who obviously need medical attention. They look very nasty.
He does look nasty. Oh, you're quite all right. You're not the first person.
See? There you are.
Won't be the last.
It's all right, dear. Come here. So I'll make a pot of tea.
Okay. Well, I assume you're all right then? Other than obvious hindrances.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Yes, I will go get you some potions immediately.
I love you.
Well, best of luck. Who was this man?
We don't know. So came through the door.
Describe what he looked like.
And was surprised. And then stabbed me.
Did you get Hamlet?
No.
Oh.
I thought you did. You lying bastard.
That would be a bluff check, then. Opposed by everyone else's sense motive.
I don't have sense motive.
What do you get?
28 with a natural 20.
Wow, and I got a 21.
No. I got a 19. I didn't get a natural 20.
I missed the amulet by that much. I had it, but I couldn't break it.
What did it look like?
I will...
Maybe it's a symbol of some horrible assassin's order or something.
I didn't really stop to take a look at it.
So that's a 19... I'm just trying to think.
You try and roughly describe the rune that was on it. He sits there and goes,
ooh, it glowed when she cast her spell.
Yeah, that's too red.
Then. Well, this is a tad bit embarrassing, but Defoe and Alidorf, my home country, have never really gotten along. In fact, we, up until last year, were at war. There are a number of, former soldiers who turned rogue.
Oh.
Who are still continuing the fight.
Well.
And he was simply a, an arch-resistant burglar.
Well, you won't have to worry about that one ever again, I do believe.
Yeah,
it is.
Bearded devil in hell kind of took a chunk out.
But I wasn't sure what it was. Something was scrambliness and it was cold and... Yeah, I'm quite all right now. It's gone, thankfully.
Screaming soul or something.
No, don't do that again, please.
Well,
my nerves can't
take. Let me scurry off.
No,
potions.
No, feeling sorry. Here, have some tea.
Here, he goes.
disappears.
Who disappears? The professor?
Yeah, okay. And a small little a fire.
There they are. Well, you know, nice to know they're all looking out for us. You know.
Yeah, that's fire goes out.
Fire? There they are.
They're looking out for you.
Yes. Definitely. They are looking for. They are.
Keeping an eye on us.
Keeping an eye. It's excellent. Wonderful. Yes. Yeah.
Ah. He hands you a potion. It's a light. It's a kind of imagine like a light blue Kool Aid colored fizzy thing. Yeah. There you go. Roll a D8 plus one.
Thank you.
Woohoo!
I'm back up to what I was before I got stabbed twice.
And when it, imagine something that tastes kind of like blue raspberry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that tastes really good. I wish I had something.
Well, best of luck.
Thank you for
the good.
I'll hand him the empty bottle.
Thank you for your quick response.
Yeah, well, sorry, it took me 18 seconds.
Oh, no. It's quite all right, quite all right. We were so and held our own, didn't we?
Yes. She held our own.
Yes. Glad she's our roommate, eh?
Remember not to piss her off.
Note to self, don't rummage through her things.
Okay. And this is...
Don't rummage through anyone's things.
Curiosity.
Yes.
And this is where we will call game for tonight. Having survived... Survive your first day of class.
Does he take the rucksack?
No, he does not.
Let's investigate the rucksack.
I'm sure he'll be on that rucksack fast, though. So.
I pick it up.
Before he can get to it.
Inside.
He's already inside it.
Inside.
Would you just...
There's a small sack, about yay big. Three, what you can identify as scrolls, arcane scrolls, big surprise, and a single ring.
Hey, I think this guy stole some stuff from some other rooms. I dump it out on the table in the middle of the area.
No. We should endeavor to find the rightful owners, I think.
I wonder what it is. I pull out my spell book.
You
I don't suppose I have the components for identify.
You can identify the scrolls, because you can read them, as long as you speak Draconic.
Of course I can. Let me see those. Yes.
This is a scroll of Animate Dead.
Animate Dead. How dreadful.
Maybe that team guy would like it.
Maybe Wrongstone, though. Yes.
And a scroll of Mount.
Mount. Oh, yes, I know this spell. This summons a phantom horse for you.
Not what I was thinking.
I'm not using... You have a dirty mind.
I'm not using that book. I'm sorry, Pat.
Yes.
Since I assume your curiosity will not be saved, you open up the little sack before you realize that you've opened it up. And inside are six black onyxes.
I definitely believe those have an owner, and that's not us.
Yeah, well, all of these things have owners, and it's not us. I wonder if he hurt any other students or any, heaven forbid, any professors when he was here.
We should probably investigate. I take everything back up, pull the ring off your ring off out of your hand.
I didn't put the ring on my finger. I don't know what it is. I'm not that curious.
No. Pull the ring out of your hand. You're trying to palm it. Put it back in the bag.
I didn't claim I was trying to palm anything.
I was adding a little bit of flair.
I know.
It's too bad we didn't get that amulet anyway.
Yeah.
Shame.
Tell me about it. Tie the bag shut.
But we will have to keep our eyes open for other gentlemen with such things, you know.
He wasn't...
They are most nefarious scoundrels, obviously.
Exactly. I'd like to go back to my room and use my book to identify.
Okay. It's going to take you a full hour, because you're literally just flipping through your book.
Whatever this amulet is.
And so you guys go look for the previous owner?
Yeah, sure.
I'm pretty sure
I'm doing just fine.
The scrolls are in Draconic, so my guess is they probably belong to the kobold or...
Well, not necessarily. Draconic is the language of most magic. So.
That's true.
But, you know, we may be able to find the right locals. Yes, we could see if that is. We'll see if maybe there's some divination.
Actually, we should
give us the owners.
Probably the best idea would be to go to the head dean.
That's a fantastic idea.
Do you have any idea who the head dean is?
I have no clue.
Neither do I.
We should have to go find him. Find someone who knows.
That's a good point. We should go find the teachers.
But obviously, I don't think we should be. It would be obviously very awkward if we were found in our rooms with these items. You know, we should probably never return them immediately.
For once, I actually agree with you.
Yes. You guys step outside your room?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's a dead man in front of your door.
Hello, dear.
What?
There is a dead man. Did you order a dead man?
It looks like he's wearing the black robes of a necromancer. It looks like he was stabbed multiple times in the back.
Oh, dear.
Let's flip him over, see if we can identify him.
He looks like one of the senior students.
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
Isn't there some sort of alarm system where we can just call somebody?
I'll just yell out, you know.
Help? Hello?
Help.
Hello? Well,
person down!
People will begin walking through the walls going, what's going on?
We found a dead person.
Oh!
And they were animated.
And the, suddenly, imagine something happening on the college campus.
There now.
Like, get out of the way.
And now, please, everyone remain calm. The perpetrator has been dealt
with. By the way, there is a bloody dead body next to you.
This hasn't hit me yet. Okay. Hey, this is lovely, lovely. No, please, everyone calm down. Everyone calm down.
Up will walk the gnome.
Hello, sir.
Hell yes.
We seem to have stumbled upon the scene of a horrible, horrible crime. We've already dealt with the perpetrator. He's been banished into the depths of the Stygian Hells.
Mm. Accidentally.
And,
Oh, wait, I'm in my room. Identifying.
It's a pity. He was one of my best students.
Well, can't you bring him back to life? Can't you resurrect him?
My good pupil, we are not clerics.
Well, how long would it take to get him to a church where he could be resurrected?
There are faster alternatives.
Oh, that's just atrocious. That's just it. Hey, look, I've gotten things on my thumb.
We will inform his family and see if they have to be able to raise him. Otherwise, we will.
And I'll fall backwards into our door. Thump.
I'll kick your boot.
Just really, push him the rest of the way.
It's really through. Strange for you to kick the wall and feel a boot.
we need to speak to the...
Sorry, sir.
I want to know what's up to matter. The rest of you can disperse.
We would like to actually speak to the head dean.
He is unavailable. No one speaks with him. Unless you're a faculty.
Who would we talk to about this then? We have... The perpetrator who actually killed this person when he...
Yes, I do believe we have his stolen belongings.
Yes, but we have no way of identifying who they actually belong to.
Then that would be... Lorx.
Who?
Lorx. He's head of security.
Where do we find him? Excellent.
I'm sure he'll be along here shortly, but anytime you need him, you just tap three times on the wall.
Really? I'll have to remember that.
Up walks up the stairs, an orc.
Hell yeah!
He's wearing the robes of a generalist, although strapped across his back is a great axe. He walks up in his very good old tone.
My kind of.
Hello, you must be Lorx.
Yes. You, Gaston.
Yes.
You.
Tahir.
Tahir. Yes, I remember your profiles. Ah.
We seem to have... We have some stolen property we've recovered from a former perpetrator who apparently has murdered this fine student.
As by the rules of the head wizard himself, that is considered... spoils.
Oh.
Spoils.
Yes, rather than attempting to pay you back in forms of good deed or... reputation, you are simply to collect their belongings.
Then what are you for?
I'm for when something really big happens.
Like what happened to this gentleman right here.
Yes.
Oh, hell.
Apparently I was further down the hall.
Yes.
Well, I will dispose of this poor gentleman.
Please do.
Host. Hoist. Fuck.
Excuse me, I'm feeling rather lightheaded. I think I go sit down.
So probably a good idea.
Okay. It's been about an hour. You guys are back in your rooms, kind of calming down after the situation. You finally figure out what this thing is.
Mm-hmm.
It is an amulet of non-detection.
Oh, I'm going to have so much
fun with this. Detect spells, such as detect life, detect magic, detect evil, anything like that, does not work. It has a total of 2 charges left in it, each one lasting 30 minutes.
Okay, what all would we find? We found those scrolls, right?
Yeah, there's the mount scrolls, scroll, and then the
6 black onyx, and a ring.
Should probably identify these items.
If you'd like, we obviously know what the scrolls are. No, there's a mount and animate dead, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
We should probably,
Would you like to try to identify the onyxes and I'll try the ring?
I can help.
Okay. Well, there are 6 of these onyxes.
Yeah. Well, let's let me see it.
Perhaps, yeah. perhaps we could all work on it together, here in the common area, and perhaps learn from each other.
I'll splash a little bit of water on myself to make it kind of wash the blood off,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll come back out.
And since this technically spoils, we'll divvy it up as needed, I say.
So what's the story on the bag of things? Who they belong to?
Apparently they belong to us now, according to rules. Now, I dragged the rulebook over. According to this rule right here, I was pointed out, it spoils of all. Spoils, I think.
Well, as long as you did not murder the fellow student, but found the body instead.
Precisely. So we're going to work on identifying these, and then we'll see who would benefit the most from them, I think.
I like that plan. I'll take a rock.
Nothing like a good study session.
Speaking of studying, I haven't finished my homework for tomorrow.
You will identify the ring as a ring of protection +1.
Oh, I think I know who this needs to go to.
5 of the onyx.
There you go.
Thank you.
5 of the onyx are...
No, don't read anything into this. We'll give you a ring.
Hey, you, I wouldn't right? know how to handle you.
But you sure would try.
we have the scroll of mount.
You are naughty, naughty this morning.
So you're going to be tossing all of these people off?
Well, okay, the 5 of the 6 onyxes are what?
They are worth a total. Each one is worth 50 gold pieces. Mm-hmm. 5 of them. And you find that the 6th one is actually a magical one. Hmm. That is a once-use item, allows you to re-roll once.
Hmm.
After that, the gem shatters.
I think I know who that needs to go to.
Oh, my dice roll.
Yep. And each one of us will take an onyx. The scrolls, I'm not entirely certain who can use the scrolls. I guess...
I do believe any of us can use those scrolls.
Well, yeah. I'm not really certain I want to make dead in my spell book.
Any of you guys can use the mount spell.
Yes, I already know it, actually.
The animate dead, however, is a little, well, let's say, higher. You guys know what's called first circle. That's how we
write
first
level. How about the mount one is well within our capabilities of
scribing.
Of scribing and well known. This other one, we could just save that for when we understand it a bit more, and maybe one of us would like to have it in our spell book. You know? Not sure for various reasons.
Okay.
I think it's a treasure.
Well, roll a die for the mount spell, because once you scribe it, once one person scribes
it. No, I already have it in my spell book, so really, it's amongst you, it's fine. I know the spell, it's quite handy.
Yeah, but it can only be scribed by one person.
That is correct, yes.
All right.
Although, if you actually, at a day per spell level, you guys can actually learn spells from each other's spell books.
Yes.
Okay.
So, you can quickly fill up your novice spells by learning from all your roommates.
Well, of course, I have the 4 evocation spells in my spell book.
We seem to have 5 of these black onyxes, one of which is special for you, of course. 5 just split amongst the 4 of us. So, yes.
Well,
obviously,
they're worth 50 gold apiece.
Yes.
So we each take one. And then with the final fifth one, what we'll do is we'll set that somewhere, and then what we'll do
set
when,
it
we have,
with,
when we have the chance, we'll split it.
Fantastic idea. Yes.
12 gold, 5 silver apiece.
I think that's wonderful. Wonderful choice. Now you keep your meat off now.
Inventors of algebra.
Yeah, right. Well, the ring is very important. It's very, it's helpful for you.
Yes, which means it's worth more to me.
So he got the onyx that's magical that allows him to recast his fate.
So maybe you two should split the last one.
I'm not really that big of a deal with me.
No, I'm fine with it. It was a very group effort to thwart that ruffian.
Maybe we should give it to the bearded devil.
Well, if he were here, I would be running away.
I would be knocking 3 times on the wall, over and over and over again.
I don't believe I'd be knocking 3 times. I believe I'd be pounding on the wall 3 times.
So.
Yes, but my...
Just to let you know, rolling a 1 and then rolling a low number afterwards is usually a bad thing.
The spells I have in my spellbook are Burning Hands, Magic Missile, Shocking Grasp, and Tensor Slow.
Although it was just yes, simple one. Bad luck, the fact that he was walking past.
Poor bastard, didn't even know what hit him.
No, I think he knew what hit him. And then,
and then
after he died, he just kind of stepped away from his body and went...
The spells that I, of course, have researched is Mage Armor, Magic Missile, Mount Rave, Enfeeblement, Shield, Sleep, Summon Monster One, and True Strike and Unseen Servant.
How many spells did we get for the first level?
And I would be happy to help you describe those into your spell books.
The
reciprocation is there.
Yeah, you can only cast, like, two.
I can only cast two.
Improving our learnings, whatnot.
Definitely.
After all, isn't that why we're in class?
That is precisely that way.
Well, I have Burning Hands, I have Burning Hands, Magic Missile, Shocking Grasp, and Tensor's Floating Disc, and I have Feather Fall, Jump, and Magic Weapon.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to study your book at some point. You'd be, of course, welcome to study mine.
Thursday, when we don't have classes.
Yes.
Nice.
It'll give me something to do besides check the rooms, then make sure they're all locked. For security purposes.
Of course. Cheeky monkey.
Just call
him
a
well,
monkey.
Yes, I did.
For completing tonight's adventure, you get 1,500. Which would put you at 2,500. Which puts you 500 away from level. The reason why you should be at 2,500 because you would level 2. Just making sure everyone is on the same page.
Yay! Now, did you want to hold on to these, or do you?
No,
want to
I'm notoriously bad at losing character sheets.
Right.
Where is our book?
Good question.
All right.
Well, you never have to worry about losing his character.
Well, no.
Well, he could lose his laptop, but I think he's got a bit.
That would be problematic. Yes.
I was going to.
This is Fred Hicks from Evil Hat. Looking for RPG podcasts? You got them at rpgpodcast.com.
Construction update, stardate 0802.3. Commander Hamilton working through fistfulofcomics.com to get you official information on the upcoming Star Trek movie. Using links on our site, you can go to the official Paramount site, download trailers and icons. Every time you link through us, we get more information, which we will be passing on to you. www.fistfulofcomics.com/Star Trek. Boldly go. Go off.